Hello?
Testing, testing one,
Are
two.
you approximately ready?
Approximately.
Yeah, I'm approximately recording.
Did
Because you
you
said.
find some new, are you recording on your cassette recorder?
Yeah.
It like close to the speaker, the computer speaker?
I got it as close as I can.
Okay, not too close though, because you don't want the vibrations of the
Yeah,
speaker
I
to
can't use my clapper today. Because it'll get really recorded
Yeah, there'll be a spike in the recording.
in the audio, and then I'll have to edit, and I don't want to do that.
It's a no cut. You have to just sit in the dark then. You're
Yeah.
trapped. Trapped in a dark room. So did you find new software? Your Skype got updated, I hear.
It forced me. I had this little warning, this little red warning. It says,
Says you
You better
MRF.
update it because we're gonna take this offline. And then one day last week I logged in and it wouldn't log me in. And I was like, I got my password right. Why won't you log me in? And it said, hey, jackass, we told you for a couple months, to change your to update.
Upgrade.
And I didn't. So that's the story of that. And then I went through and got some other recorders, and none of them really worked to my liking. So this is what we have.
So we're back to old technology.
So we are digitized.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're recording.
Do you have your previews with you?
Son of a bitch. Yeah, I can grab it. It's in the other room.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I thought we could pick a few books from
Yeah.
previews today.
I finished going through previews. I'm ready. Here, let me see if I can get my previews here. Hang on.
'Cause I'm putting my order in today. Don't crack your laptop. Unplug. I'll entertain our guests with a musical interlude.
I'm clacking. Previews.
Clapper?
Yeah.
Come here,
Previews.
clap. Previews, come here.
Previews. Now, here. Come. See some words there. Come. Now.
I thought you had your kid. Like, does that work with your kids?
Okay, I'll try to sum them. Peon.
previews.
Previews. Papa needs the previews. Use. Okay, I'm gonna go get my previews.
Oh, go grab your previews.
Old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
None of this new technology.
So Bill, because he doesn't have wireless headsets, we're still looking to be funded for his wireless headsets, is off looking for his previews. And I failed to read one of our books today, but I don't think it's totally related to the storyline. So we're co covering Animosity, and in the trade it has Animosity 1 through 4, so I read that, but I found out it also has Animosity the Rise. So I will
It
not be
does. It
covering
has the
that one.
rise.
Yeah, I didn't read that one, and I was gonna read it now because I said Bill will fucking not remember daylight savings. That's where I was when you pinged me, as I was in the basement looking for the rise,
The rise.
and I found it, and I was like, well, I'll just sit here and read it because Bill's gonna be late as shit because he didn't remember to set his clocks back or forward. He didn't push them forward.
I'm gonna be strolling in it. An hour late, and
Yeah.
hey, what's going on? I'm
Yeah,
on
just
time.
strolling a late. It sucks. I hate this time shift.
Know. It's baloney.
I just like it. I prefer to for it to be lighter earlier. I don't mind getting home in the dark. I don't. I actually prefer it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like it because then it feels like. I don't know, the day's over.
It is. It's time to go to bed. It's time to get ready for bed. But I didn't read The Rise, so You'll have to fill us in
So I'll
on that
spoil
one.
it. I'll spoil the shit
No,
out of the
you
ride.
can. I'll spoil the shit out of number five then. If you do that.
I'm actually curious about number five because number four ended on a cliffhanger.
Not really.
It did too.
I disagree.
You're wrong then.
Getting on a whale's back is a cliffhanger?
Oh, I forgot that's how it ended.
Jesus.
I thought, wait, where's my book? Maybe I was thinking the number three.
Yeah, number three ended. Oh, number two.
Hang on, hang on. I'm going to the
You and
rule book.
your trade. Hey, could I ask you a question about the trade? So does it
Oh yeah,
do
that
you?
wasn't a. What was a cliffhanger I was thinking of? Oh yeah, number three was the cliffhanger.
Well, number two almost made me stop reading the comic until I kept reading it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're talking about animosity.
Oh, the end. Yeah. I know you're talking. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I almost said fuck this shit. I, not not because it's not not because it wasn't good, but because I don't like that kind of thing. Like I'm real
That's your
sensitive to that.
trigger.
Yeah, you hit a dog and hit him with a rock, I don't like that.
I kind of had a problem with that scene just because I thought it was kind of out of character. Like I don't really know why he did, like why he went to those extremes. It
Well,
didn't seem like the dog
they
did
kind of
anything.
showed his jealousy in the first issue, but I don't get it. And he's a veterinarian, isn't he?
No, he's not.
I
I
thought
don't
he
think.
was.
No, I think the.
Oh no, the veterinarian got killed. Didn't he? I didn't read
No,
through
he.
issue one because I somebody was at the vet's office, and there was, I thought he was the veterinarian.
No, I think the veterinarian is that Jesse guy or something, which I don't know his relation. See, this is the one confusing thing for me. Okay, so number five of the Rise is actually about that veterinarian.
Oh, so he's different.
Yeah, so it conti like number five continues from the scene in number one where the vet's office gets attacked.
Yeah,
Or where
because
the rats live.
I didn't go reread number one, and we covered that about a year ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought, if I remember
And I
correctly,
think.
I thought he was the he. There's a couple of things I'm confused with, and I don't know if it's the art or just the way it jumps. There was a couple of times I had problems with it.
There's at least two or three dialogue balloons where I had to read them like four or five times to figure out what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Like they just didn't. And I don't know if it's in one case I think it was a typo. I think one of the words was wrong because that's the only way I could figure out that it made sense if I changed that one word. In another case, I couldn't. I think I just gave up. And then the one thing that confused me is when the mother is talking about.
The
I think she's
son, the
the
other
son,
son. That
but then
was
she's
com
like
that was
his parents died.
I read that three times too. Because
I couldn't figure it out.
the little girl is on her way to California to meet up with her brother, right?
Right.
And her brother's defined as somebody that left home and is in college already. So the thing that I gauged was she had a previous marriage, had that boy, and then got a, the father took him. I don't know.
But
It's
she
hard to
says something
tell.
like his parents died.
That's that confused the hell out of me too. So is he
Like,
adopted?
yeah, maybe that's maybe. Yeah, I guess that could that maybe
Maybe
that's what
they
it is that.
adopted him?
Yeah, maybe his parents died and they adopted him. I don't know. It seemed unnecessarily complex though. Like
Yeah,
trying to figure out the relationship
that
between
was the
these people.
one that was the one scene that I was gonna say, what the hell is going on here?
And I seriously read that page like a few times too, just trying to like put it all together. But I'm
No,
like,
I
God
still didn't
dang.
put it together. I'm still confused. I can't
Yeah, we're
I
we're
can't
I mean, we're
I
guessing.
can't I can't tell you what the brother is, except I know he's in California, and I know that he graduated college.
Yeah, I
So
think he might be the vet.
he's much older
No,
than
that's
the
Adam.
little
Adam is
girl.
the vet. Well, who's Jesse then?
Jesse's girl?
Who is Jesse's girl?
I don't know. Rick Springfield. He played the
Oh,
first
Adam.
human
Yeah,
target,
so
you
it
know
is
that?
Adam. Oh, Jesse's the girl. Yeah, so Adam is the brother, and he's the vet. That's how it all
Oh,
ties.
so he's the vet.
Yeah.
No wonder he looks so much like the father.
Yeah, that's
They
why you got confused
they
about the.
look similar. They're
Yeah.
drawn similar.
But it might not be his biological son
Yeah,
because
I
his
don't
parents
know.
died.
Well, I'm sure they'll talk about. I'm sure in the in a future issue they'll tell you how the parents got killed.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, so if they're really dead.
Yeah.
Because there was a hint that they may not be dead.
I love this dog, though. Like, I love this dog. His,
Old
like, total
Faithful.
loyalty is in that little girl. Like, that's his whole life.
That's what he lives for,
Yeah.
to protect her.
And his name is that he's named after the Game of Thrones character.
Yeah, the Hound.
Yeah. He's the main character. Sandor.
Yeah, Sandor.
Yeah, that was a scene that was hard, 'cause at the end of issue one it's kind of like the outbreak and the family's all together. You know what I mean? The world is going crazy, birds are attacking, everything's going to nuts. The apes have machine guns. I mean the monkeys. Everything's going crazy. Issue two is the issue where people are looking for food and there's like a barter system, like cows are selling their milk, chickens are selling their eggs.
Is that the one? Was two like 1 year later or whatever?
Yeah, and it's like the cows are saying, you know, I'll hire somebody who can milk me, but we'll split the profits or something like that.
Yeah, I'm
So
looking for someone to milk.
yeah, and then
One
chaos
month later,
raises,
one
and then
month later, that's
like
what it
some
is.
food falls out of her backpack. I think it was a little girl's backpack. And some guy goes to grab the cans because people are starving. And that's where the dog, the bloodhound, attacks that guy and keeps him away from Jesse. And the father just goes ballistic because he's like, "You could have got her killed. She could have got shot." And he starts hitting the dog like bad. I thought he killed him
Yeah. Well,
because they fade to black on it. And
I think Dan
I
killed
think
him.
if it ended like that, like I would have just said, "Fuck, I'm done." But there was two, three pages after that that kind of showed them like the dog survived and they were together again. So I was okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I guess he didn't die, did he?
No.
Yeah, because a year later he's still alive.
And then one of the
Yeah, then
birds
that's the one
told
thing I
him.
didn't get. Like, because, well, the guy who wanted the cans pulled the gun on her. He's like, "Give me those cans," right?
Yeah.
Then the dog jumped and knocked over the gunman, and then the gun went off. But then the father like said, "You almost killed her," and then he beat up the dog.
Yeah, because he beat up the dog because the gun fired and could have hit the girl. In other words, he could have lost his daughter based on the dog's movement. Whereas I think what the father wanted is just let this fucker take the cans. Do you know what I mean? But the fact that he touched the girl set the dog off, 'cause he protects her.
Why was he beating up the dude, though? See, that's what at first I thought he was beating up the dude.
Because the dude is a gaping hole in his neck and he's dead. He's
Oh, yeah, I guess
either
he's
dead or
dead.
he's dying.
That's true. I guess if you have a big hole in your neck and blood's pouring out everywhere, I'd still beat him up, wouldn't you? I'd kick him in the head.
But it, now that I look at it again, it could be really. He hits the dog.
Yeah, they don't actually show who he's beaten
No,
up.
yeah,
But she says Sandor, like she the girl's.
Well, the Sandor, I think, was Nick. Wait, let's. Man, this would be great to have Marjorie Bennett on this, because I now that I look at it again, the guy fires the gun. Do you see he nicks the dog in the shoulder?
Yeah, he got the he got
So
the dog.
I think, I mean, you could interpret this two ways. You could interpret this as the father hitting the dog, or you could hear, or you could he picked up the rock and beat the hell out of that guy. Do you know what I mean? He didn't hit the dog. The dog's unconscious. Like he's, it
So
just
that's why,
would.
yeah, the girl is saying the dog's name because she's concerned about the dog.
I don't know. It's tough to tell because of the point of view of the artist gave us. Do you know what I mean?
I know, they should have at least shown, like, a leg or something.
Because he says Sandor, and then he's like, Oscar, stop, Jesse, get away from him. And then he's like pulverizing. Now, did he club the guy who almost killed his daughter, or did he hit the dog? I don't know. But whatever that was, maybe she meant us to not. I don't know. I want to
Why?
send her a note.
Who did he hit with a rock?
Because if he.
Yeah, because if he beat up that dog wouldn't be.
With that rock, it wouldn't be. I don't know.
Sandor doesn't have any visible injuries after that.
Yeah. Even though it's a year later or whatever. It jumps in time.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my complaint about this book is there are several, whether intentionally or unintentionally, confusing points.
That could be intentional. I don't know.
Why though? I mean, it doesn't lead to anything.
Well, if it's intentional to make us think the father was beat the crap out of the dog, it could make you think one thing. But if he clubbed the other guy, and Sandor was shot in the shoulder, so he was, or he was, he wasn't. The bullet didn't hit him; it nicked off his
Nick
shoulder,
them. Yeah.
because the path kept going. I'd sure like to see the script, like the real script, before the artist interpreted it.
That would be interesting. Then the third issue is when they find the sanctuary.
Yeah. Well,
So what do you think?
he kind of gets the call to sniff something out to find another dog and
Yeah,
her
he gets
group.
hired to help out.
And then that's where my confusion comes in. Like, I understood all of number three. I understood what was going on there. He's hired to help. The little girl's hanging back there while he goes and investigates what the smell is, and then the deal is they'll help him get to California, and that dog is lobotomized. That the one dog that the leader is after is like kind of I guess it's his girlfriend or his wife or something, and she went off and came back and she's lobotomized. Like he says there's stitches or what. I didn't see the stitches for one thing. Like, I didn't know she was lobotomized.
Well, that was his interpretation.
Yeah, that was his interpretation because she couldn't speak, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
She
she's a
couldn't
dumb
say
dog again.
anything. But here's the part I don't get. Is Koala on the side of the people? Where did the koala come from?
The koala is just in the compound.
But he was a bad guy.
Well, because he they were playing a mutiny because they didn't like how the wolf was running or dog or whatever it was running the place
Oh.
because they weren't getting enough food and
But they blew up their sanctuary? I mean, he had the turtles' fire.
yeah, I don't know why they didn't just leave if they didn't like it
Or
there or
at
kick him
least
out or just kill him.
just kill him, right?
They could have just killed him in his sleep and then done what they wanted to do. Yeah, it was poor planning on the part of the koala.
That raised my confusion level because the people said We didn't do the lobotomy. That was them, or they were trying to save her life from whatever injury she had.
Right, because the koala and his team beat her up.
Yeah. So it threw, that one threw me for a loop, and I had to reread too, and I was still confused.
And then the koala was complaining that he had to eat tofu.
Yeah.
I thought koalas just ate like eucalyptus leaves or whatever. Do they eat meat? Are koalas meat eaters?
Yes, they have a normal gene in their body.
Kill it. Oh, here. I learned about koala meat eater, and here's the second link is eating koala for dinner isn't as bad as it sounds. What do
Let's
koalas
see.
eat? Maybe I'll look that up. What do
I thought
Alexa.
they ate.
Occasionally, oh, here we go. They mainly eat eucalyptus leaves, occasionally leaves from other trees. Yeah, I don't know if they, I don't think they eat meat. I think they're normal.
What do you mean normal?
Yeah, so I don't know why the koala is complaining that he can't eat meat. He should be complaining about the lack of eucalyptus leaves.
I kind of like that part though. Because if there was a rebellion, I could see that. I'd be pissed if I couldn't eat meat. Like if we were eating that stupid restaurant and that's all we could have, I'd want to kill somebody too.
All we're eating is dirt.
All we're eating is that fucking dirt.
God.
That's when I turn on you, Bill. I'd eat you.
Yeah, I'd say, you can't eat me. I'm smart now.
I'll club you with a
Ow,
rock.
stop hitting me. Stop
I'd
eating me.
say, Barb, hold him down. We can cook him. Cook him. You could eat. Actually, we'd fatten you up before.
Yeah,
We'd
here, have
give
some
you
more
lots.
eucalyptus leaves.
Yeah, we'd say, look, we have this box of donuts, and I don't want you just to eat half. You're gonna eat the whole box.
Sit there and eat the whole box.
So I, this is interesting because I didn't think you were gonna buy the animosity trade.
I wasn't.
So I'm surprised you did.
I wasn't, but then it got such good reviews that I decided to just get the first trade
You
to check it
decided
out.
you were wrong in your review.
I don't think I was wrong. I think at the end of the trade, my opinion is about the same.
Oh, tell me about the rise.
So the rise takes place after the attack on the veterinarian's office, and the brother, and they kind of have a similar thing to the beginning of this story where all the animals get sentience and start attacking people. But this time it's at the ocean because they're in California. So all the ocean creatures are starting to attack people. And the vet ends up helping an animal who gets injured. And because he helps the animal, the other animals think that he's like a good guy. Like they don't perceive him as an enemy anymore, so they kind of bring him in to their fold to kind of help them, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah, that's basically, there wasn't really a lot to it. I mean, it was okay. It was a non-essential story, I thought.
So you're not going to continue on this journey with Trade 2? Or
Probably not. I'm probably not.
wow.
I like it, but I don't really. It's not compelling me enough. Like, I don't really care what happens to these people. No,
You don't care what happens to the little girl?
not really. She'll be fine.
Damn.
She'll be fine. I know she'll be fine.
You heartless wench.
She'll be fine. And the dog, the, her and the dog are good to go. She'll find her brother and. The one interesting thing is that where when the scientists said that they knew what caused this and they know
Yeah.
how to reverse it. So that was interesting.
They killed those scientists, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. So now the scientists don't. Well, you figure they were working with other scientists.
Yeah, you hope so.
Or wrote down their. The one thing I that isn't
has
in this
the story... sweet tooth kind of vibe there, because they're always trying to find out the how that happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what happened to cause
why
it?
Why those kids were mutated.
And the one thing that isn't in the story that they could have explored is how, like, the process the animals used to organize. Because in both the first story with the four issues and then in The Rise, they kind of jump past that. I mean, they kind of explain it saying that, you know, the animals started working together or whatever. But they never really... I'd be curious to see the actual dynamics of trying to create a society as sentient animals.
Yeah. We saw a little bit of that when they were, you know, where they were having that heated debate, the moose or whatever, with mm-hmm. the humans, about breeding. You guys gotta stop fucking.
Yeah, you
gotta
stop
fucking. Or there's no deal. Because the food is not gonna, you know, keep. There's not going to be enough to sustain us, and these rabbits over here are fucking all the time.
Uh-huh.
That's something.
Yeah, that's
I,
interesting.
I wish we have a hawk here, but he's not killing any of the rabbits. He'll show up on our fence, and I'm like, get the rabbit, because the rabbits are breeding.
Are you talking
like,
about in real life?
In real life, the rabbits. We have all these fucking rabbits. And Barb doesn't care. Like, she doesn't care. They're just... We have all kinds of things. Barb caught that gopher-looking thing.
With her bare hands?
No, with her mouth.
Nice.
Oh, she was rubbing in something, and I was like, what the hell is she rubbing? There's a dead carcass of a mole out there.
What you say? I think you said Barb caught it.
No.
Isn't that what you
did I say that? Harley caught it.
I'm like, that's impressive.
With her mouth?
With her mouth, man.
That's why I
Barb
married
awesome.
Her, Bill. That's why I married her. I was like, go catch food with your mouth. Bring it back in here and cook it.
That's good. That's a good end-of-the-world preparedness.
That's right.
Because you don't want to damage your fingers. Because if you get a finger bit off, then you're as good as gone. So you use your mouth. That's good. It's impressive.
So I thought we'd cut into a question now. And this question is for you. It's not for me. It's just for you. Has Bill had his anchovies yet? It's from Rob. Krieger.
I have not had my anchovies yet.
Man. Don't you know by now, Rob, that he eats the same shit every single day? He's like the koala that eats the eucalyptus leaf. He doesn't deviate.
What is this, tofu? I'm going to kill you. Give me my
So the next question is, I just saw an ad for Mylar bags and got me thinking, do you guys have a preferred brand of poly bags for comics you are collecting? Do you use the ones with the flap or the adhesive strip?
Good question. I know what Mike has his expensive. Mike goes top of the line.
Yeah, I go Mylites from eGerber.com. With halfbacks. And I go standard size because it'll fit silver and it'll fit anything beyond that. And I do buy golden too, but I buy those by the hundreds and I buy the others by the thousands.
Yeah, usually I buy my bags by the thousands as well, just because it's cheaper and I use them anyway.
Mm-hmm. What kind of brand? Do you have the polypropylene?
I get. Hang on, let me find my. I've tried like various different ones. But my favorite one thus far has been the. Here we go. I think it's this one. The bags from Bags Unlimited. And they're. What are they? I think they're poly. They're one of the polys. I don't remember if they're polypropylene or polyethylene. They're the. Oh, let me look up Bags Unlimited. The one thing. So, the reason I like the Bags Unlimited ones is because they offer different thicknesses of plastic.
Yeah.
Where usually you don't get to choose. It's just whatever, it's
Just
two
that standard
millimeters or
size,
whatever.
yeah.
Yeah. But I get the ones that are like a millimeter thicker. So, they're just like a tiny little bit thicker, which I think gives a little more protection. Okay, it's not loading for so. Oh, there we go. There we go, poly bags. And they have, I think Bags Unlimited has both the polypropylene and polyethylene. And I did a lot of research to see which is better, and there seems to be really no,
Difference.
yeah, no agreement on which is better and which isn't. Polyethylene, I think, is, yeah, what I've gotten. I like that one. And I get the three. They have, let's see, they have 1.5 milliliter, 2 milliliter, 3 milliliter, and 4 milliliter. I've been going with the three. I haven't tried the four yet.
And what I get is
Actually, it's not millimeter, mil, whatever mil stands for.
my backing boards are half back, 100% acid-free backing boards.
Yeah, you need acid-free if you're gonna go backing
And on
board.
the Mylights, they're Mylight 2s, so the 2s represent the thickness. And you could get a heavier thickness than this, but I don't like them. This is like the good thickness. Or you could go thinner. But it's got a 1.5 inch flap, so I don't get self adhesive. I use tape to tape them
Yeah,
shut.
so do I. I get the 1.5 with the yeah, just tape. I don't like the self-adhesive ones. I think
Yeah,
it's too dangerous.
it is. You gotta be extra
Plus I
careful.
just don't like it. I don't know. So those are
So,
our recommendations
yeah.
for your bags. A couple. The only problem with e-Gerber is you have to call them to order, right?
Yeah, you have to call them. They have a outdated website. You think they'd have a, but they're fast. They're like you sit there, you talk to a lady, she orders them, and then you get them, you know? I just have to call them between the hours of 9 and 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. So like if it's Saturday, I like to order on Saturday and Sunday because that's when I realize I need more bags and boards, you know, because I'm bagging and boarding. And
That's when you run out.
that's when I run out.
I've been doing a lot of bagging lately. I've been going through all my old comics and the ones that I have been neglecting to file. So I've been
Yeah.
filing, bagging and filing. What a pain in the ass. It takes forever.
Okay, let's do one more question and we'll save the next two for later. So Donnie Salvo says, this is another Bill Bomer question because I guess he doesn't want to ask me because he knows I buy everything.
Can't
So,
trust.
how many monthly titles does Bill. Oh, you know what was interesting, Bill? I was bagging and boarding comics I hadn't read. And I found the circle, but I never ordered number one, but I ordered number two and three.
Really?
Yeah. That was like interesting. I'm
That's
like,
funny.
as soon as I found two and three, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I went to DCBS to see if I ordered it, and I didn't. Son
Didn't order
of
number one. Son of a bitch.
bitch.
That's good. That trade's actually solicited this month.
Yeah. So, Donnie says, how many monthly titles does Bill buy?
I think we answered this on a
On
previous episode.
average.
I don't remember what it. Let me look. I'll pull out my last month's order, and we'll see how many. Because last month was about an average month, I think.
Is it like 50?
don't think it was that high. I think it was about 25 or 30.
And then the rest are trades.
Yeah, here, let me sort by amount. Okay, issue. Oh, previews. I'll have to buy this one for previews. Well, this last month had a lot of singles. Okay, here, singles last month comes out to 35.
So you probably average from 35 to 40.
Yeah, I would say probably 30 to 40. And then trades last month was 10 trades. Damn, that's a lot of trades last month. No, wait. I don't remember. It's either 9 or 10. I can't remember if I ordered. I did. I put that in there. Yeah, so it was 10.
I almost get as much trades as you in 1 week. Damn.
Talking about a normal person. Yeah, last month was good. I
I'm
got.
not a trade reader.
I know. You get more trades than me? That's funny. Here's what I got in trades. Harbinger, Volume 1.
The
The new
Harbinger.
Harbinger Renegade number one,
Oh, good choice. That's
volume one.
good. I'd like to cover that if you read it.
Purgatory from Fantagraphics, because it's by one of my favorite creators, Casanova Frankenstein. Doom Patrol, volume one. Oh, Dead Man, Dark Mansion, Forbidden Love trade. I finally read the first issue of that. That was fantastic.
Oh my God, is it good? The
I
whole no,
loved it. I loved
the
it.
whole thing is beautiful. I mean, she is a master. Like, people just don't understand unless they've read old Dead Man and they've read old romance comics. Like Dark Mansion, because she did both. She combined two genres into one and made a fantastic story. And the art, oh my God, the art is beautiful.
Yeah. And the amazing thing, I mean, this is in my mind, the mark of a good story is one that you just get pulled into the world and you feel like you're really there.
Yeah.
That's what this book did. It was like I was in that mansion
Yeah.
experiencing the things these characters were experiencing.
It is
Oh, it
so
was
good.
wonderful. Wonderful.
I don't know if you read the Prestige Deadman for in the 90s and the 80s.
I did not.
Oh my God, they're so good. They're Kelly Jones books. Like, he does the art, but oh, I think Mike Baron does the writing. I can't remember who the writer is, but they are so good. You're missing out if you don't ever find if you ever see those in trade, grab them.
Yeah, I have to pick those up. I am interested.
He's a fascinating character, and then when they do ongoings with them, they're not that good, but when they do the prestige format, they don't mess around, man.
Yeah, and this one was cool because was this a unique concept for him where he's trapped, right, in this house?
Yeah, he's not usually trapped, but he's trapped because, well, I don't want to say it because you're going to read the rest of it.
Yeah.
You learn why he's trapped.
And then what was the weird thing? Like when he possessed the girl, it was weird, right?
Yeah.
Like different
Well,
than usual.
he can't possess the girl, though.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, he could possess the friend. It's interesting. He tried, and he tried
Oh
to
yeah, he
do
couldn't
the
get in,
he
yeah.
tried to do the in issue one, they introduced that other character too, the black guy.
Yeah.
Or he might not be black, he might be multicultural.
Yeah, he might be mixed race.
Yeah, mixed race. He's a darker skin complected guy. And man, they introduce like this weird relationship between the two. And
I think is he transgender?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
I think he might have been. It is
But
good. Oh, that's such a good story. I can't wait to read the whole thing. Oh man.
yeah, she answered me. I told her how much I loved it on Facebook, 'cause I'm not friends with her, but I just sent her a message.
Yeah.
I said, "Man, this is so good. It's like you're pulling all the stuff out of romance novels and then you're adding Dead Man and it's just such a good combo." So, yeah, that's good. So what else trades did you get? I got that one too. I double dipped. Like
I double dipped on that one.
they are so few that I double dip on in DC because I just get everything. But I double dip on Deathstroke, Detective. Deathstroke is amazing, Bill. Oh my God, Christopher Priest is he's doing like top-notch Black Panther stuff. He's like he's at his peak game right now. And Dead Man is really good. The Superman ones I'd highly recommend too. They're really good. But anyway, what else did you have?
Cool. I got We Stand on Guard, which I think that's oh, that's the Brian
Brian
K.
K.
Vaughan one,
Vaughan.
right? Yeah. Lunar Baboon, which is a web comic collection. It's like a web comic about like a dad and his kids, so it appeals to my fathering instinct. That's funny too. Oh, Yakuza Demon Killers.
Oh, I like that one. That was really good. No, when you get that trade, can we cover that? 'Cause I want to
Yeah,
cover that.
definitely.
I had so much fun with that book.
Yeah, the first issue was so awesome.
It's that girl vomiting all over everybody.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. On the bike,
And
yeah.
the art is so good.
The artist is actually doing another book that I saw in previews.
Oh, you could point it out.
Yeah, I have to mention that one. Then, I went for the AD After Death hardcover.
Oh, that's that one I haven't read issue two yet. I might read it today. I'm only gonna read a few books because I gotta really do the kitchen table again. It got out of hand, and I got a new an another shipment of about, I don't know, 60 comics from mycomicshop.com.
You ever posted a picture of your kitchen table?
Let me I'll send it to you, but I won't send it to everybody.
Publicly posted.
Let's see here. I'll send it on the Facebook I am.
I could send you a picture. Actually, I should post the picture in my living room where I have all my boxes.
I wonder if I could do a video on the I've never done this before on the
Oh,
I Instant
an IM
Messenger.
video? I
I know
don't
they have the feature, but I haven't used it. Let me see here. I'd release it, but then Barb would say, "What are you taking a picture of the kitchen table for?" So I'm just gonna
I
send it to you.
understand completely.
Let me see. Messenger.
That's one of those things that we don't care about. That's why we have wives who have better sense than us.
Yeah, we're not very bright. I don't see the video feed. Hold to record video or tap to take a photo. Okay, so I'm gonna go from left to right, and I'm gonna hold it down.
Now, everyone listening is going to be completely jealous that they don't get to see this video. Maybe I'll sketch it out for you.
It worked. So you could see what kind of like the kitchen table looks like.
Very curious to see this kitchen table after all these years.
All right, it's in your instant messenger. That's a pretty cool feature.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do video in there.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook I am. Add this video to your day. Share this video on Messenger. It will expire in 24 hours. I like that. I want it to expire.
Oh, so it's like a Viner, or which is the one that.
It's a Facebook Instant Messenger. You have that?
Yeah, my phone just buzzed. Michael sent a video.
There you go. That's what the kitchen table looks like on Sundays. And then
That's not too
hopefully,
bad.
it's not too bad, but you don't. If I would have went at eye level, you would have seen the stacks. Like you're looking at it from
Yeah, a little bit
vertically.
above. Yeah, there's a lot of comics. Is that where you're
Yeah.
podcasting from?
Yeah. From that
Ah. Oh, there's
computer.
Animosity.
And
That's funny.
I don't know if you see the little table next to it. There's a little TV tray.
Yeah, no, I
That
don't. Oh, yeah, maybe
at the very beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning. Yeah, I see it.
That is
Oh,
that's
I can make
the
it bigger. There we go.
it
Oh yeah, Aquaman. Is that what's that figure? There's something in a box.
Oh, that's a Batman trophy I got. It's a Golden Globe Batman.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it because I am the best Batman podcaster ever.
Oh, in the country.
Yeah, so they sent it to me, DC.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You
It's
must
like
be
the
proud.
Academy Award of Gotham City.
It's nice, and you have it on display on your kitchen table.
Yeah.
That's where it should be.
Didn't do I should do the stove next. I'll show you what's in the oven.
Have comics in the oven?
Yeah.
Isn't the oven like always a little bit heated? Like, isn't there a
No,
pilot light?
well, no, it's not gas.
Oh, okay.
It's electric.
Aren't you scared? I'd be scared. What if Barb preheats the oven?
Sometimes there's just not enough room, Bill, and you have to use the
I got it.
refrigerator. You gotta, they're a little cold,
Sorry,
it keeps them a little
microwave.
crisp. Put them in the microwave. They're in the cabinets.
The toaster.
So I completed my Youngblood comics. I have
Nice.
every single one now, and I have every single Cyber Force. So that image video did a lot. It made me go purchase everything.
Made you fill in. I don't know what I don't. I know I don't have all the Youngblood. Youngblood, it's like there's so many different series. Like, how many volumes are there? Like five
There's
or.
like five or six, and they're not very long. Like they're not very. There's not a lot of issues. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, in each series, yeah.
I
So.
did. I didn't check for Youngblood Strike Force, but all the Youngblood proper, I have.
Yeah, because there's. Yeah, because V4 went up, and what's the high? Because V4, they at some point they switched the numbering to like how many issues there were in the series, right? Or total Youngblood
Yeah.
issues. They jumped
Well,
to the 70s.
you have let's see, I could give you the years Youngblood. Volume 1 was from 92 to 94. And then they continued the numbering recently in 2012. So Image came back with like issue 71 and started putting them out. So that's the original Youngblood, which it he's never, I think he'd be more popular if he knew how to keep a deadline, but he only did 10 issues of that first volume, and then it jumped to issue 71. And then volume 2 was from 95 to 96. That's a short run series. That was Eric Stevenson who's writing, who's the president of or he's the publisher, right?
Yeah.
Of Image Comics. Roger Cruz and Todd Nock were the artists. And that ran 14 issues. And then Volume 3 was Awesome Entertainment. And that was Alan Moore. And that was only two issues.
I have that complete run.
Yeah, so I was missing number one, and I got number one. So I had number two, but I didn't have number one. So now I have it. And then volume 4 is from 2008 to 2009, and that was 10 issues. So, and that was Joe Casey and Derek Donovan.
When did
So,
Tim Seeley do? I thought Tim Seeley did some of those.
not on this title. He might be doing the new one. There's a new one coming. I don't know if you knew in previews. I think it's solicited this month.
Yeah, I did see it. I'm gonna look it up. I don't trust you.
Youngblood Strike Force. I still have to get that. Oh, the other one I completed is Stormwatch, Jim Lee's Stormwatch. So I got all of Stormwatch. And the only thing I was missing from Stormwatch was Volume 2, which is the most popular one because it's Warren Ellis. So I missed a few of the Warren Ellis issues, but not the most expensive one. I already had that. The first appearance of Midnighter and Apollo. I had to go grab some of the other ones around it. And yeah, like I said, I completed all the Cyber Force. So my goal is the hardest one that's gonna be able to get, I think, is Spawn, just because for some reason the print runs are so low and people are not selling them. You know, like people don't sell Spawn as much as other books. I think they keep them.
Oh, you mean on the secondary
Yeah,
market?
in the secondary market. So yeah, I'm missing several Spawn, and I need to do Wildcats, Shadowhawk. I have all the volumes except for one, and I may have it in the closet that's not inventoried yet. I need to
Shadowhawk's
inventory
another
that.
one where they kept doing different volumes, and it was
Yeah.
impossible to keep track
Yeah.
of.
But once
The Shadowhawk.
I want to get all those, so I'll try at some point I need to go to that closet upstairs and inventory it because there's a lot of independent stuff in that closet. That's not in my database. Do you know what I mean? So I.
And Tim Seeley did Bloodstrike. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I knew he did something.
But didn't that. Did that ever come out?
Don't know. I thought so. Did it not?
That one had its issue too, where it's. I think it started and then it stopped.
That could be.
It's disheartening. Let's see, 2015 Bloodstrike, Rob Liefeld. Okay, so I need to find these too, 'cause there was 2 issues of that. Good Lord.
Yeah, it looks like there's supposed to be a third one. It was solicited, but it never came out.
Yeah, that Tim Seeley one never came out. There's Bloodstrike Assassin. I have all of those.
No, the Tim Seeley one did come out.
Was it called something else?
As Bloodstrike 26,
Oh, it was
27.
they continued the numbering, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Seeley started with 26 and
Right,
he
just continued from the
ran it
first
to
one.
33, yeah. Hopefully I have those. Hopefully those are in the closet 'cause I'm missing a lot of them if not. I'm missing all the muscles. And I don't think there's an issue 23 and 24 because they did that future issue. Let me see. Get latest cover. Let's see. Or download cover. There is no 23 and 24. So
Oh, you're
it ran through 20 issue 22. They had the future issue. Do you remember they did the first future issue on all the books? Remember it jumped to 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went out of sequence and then they showed you
Right.
how they got there. So
Oh, and
they
then they
went to
canceled
issue
it after
25 and then
that.
they canceled it. And
So there's
then we
no
have
23,
26,
24.
yeah, 26 by Tim Seeley. That's why I
That is
couldn't find
funny.
it. It's volume one. And that one supposedly went for 35 issues.
That is so funny that they never went back and filled in those issues.
Yeah, and I'd like to do the Supreme one too. Supreme had some Alan Moore issues in it for sure.
Yeah.
It's weird that Supreme ran longer than any of the Youngbloods because Youngbloods was his like baby right out the gate. You know?
Yeah, that was his breakout title.
Yeah. And I was missing one issue from volume one, the one with a Block on the cover. What's his name?
Bad Rock.
Bad Rock. There you go. Block is the Legion of Superheroes. I think it's
Yeah,
Youngblood number five.
there were a lot of issues of Supreme.
Yeah. But I went on that. And then I realized I have to talk to Barb about the next order. Like, I have to make an agreement. Like, I'll make this order, but I won't make one again for another half of a year. But I want to. I skipped all the annuals in DC for a couple of years, and I want to go back and
Talked
get
about
them
that.
all. Yeah, the Dead Earth and the Pulp Heroes and. I want to get them.
Well, most of those are probably not too expensive, right?
Yeah, they're only like $2.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them that are like eight because they're lower end characters, I guess, and rare. It's all
Not
about
didn't
supply
print
and
as many.
demand. Yeah. How much they have in stock, too, you know?
Right.
And the other one that I could get, but I have it all in just in a different form is Witchblade. Like I have those big honking omnibuses, and then I have every single after it, so I have every issue. I just don't have every single.
Right. Even in the
Yeah,
collected.
I have every one. Yeah.
So you have to decide how anal you're going to be about
Yeah.
it. Are those early Witchblades worth money?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think the demand is high, even though they've had a TV series on it.
Yeah, it might have gone up for a while, but come down.
Like, I'll just look on eBay right now. What the heck? I'm sure there's a lot of, like, Witchblade number ones. Witchblade
Looks like
number
they're.
one. That's Tales of the Witchblade. CGC graded for $115 for a
Yeah.
9.8.
The CGCs that are. I don't know.
Twelve
Yeah, number
twelve
ones.
dollars. I could get one at a very fine 8.0 for $12. So yeah, it has some value.
Yeah, I think the first 10 were. Have some.
Let's see Witchblade number two. Sometimes twos are more worth than one because of the drop in shipping or the pre-orders.
Doesn't look to be.
Not too bad.
So now you have to decide. Personally, if I had the trade, I would be happy with it.
Yeah, I think when is
I mean,
enough enough?
yeah, and how many issues? That's a lot of issues, isn't it, in the omnibus?
Oh my, I think it's like 50 an issue. They're honking things, man. There's the two Witchblade volumes. So they're at least 25 to 30 issues each. And then there's the Darkness omnibus that I have. And I started to get the Spawn hard covers and I stopped, but I don't know how far they went. So yeah, I gotta go inventory the. I'd like to cover some Spawn on this show at some point. I don't know if you're still buying it.
I don't think I am. I think I stopped after Larson.
Oh, but you have the Larson issues. Maybe we can cover the Larson one.
Yeah, we could do that. Do the
Yeah.
Larson run.
I bought some Punisher Eric Larson issues too. Like I didn't even
Saw
know
that,
he
yeah.
did them, and I'm like. Ivy covered one on Retro, and I'm like, damn it. I didn't know he did four issues of The Punisher. I gotta buy these.
I don't know if I have those or not. Do you know offhand what numbers they
Yeah,
were?
21 through 25.
Okay, I have those.
Yeah.
We could cover those. I have those.
You want it? Do you have them accessible?
I believe I do, because they should be in my old boxes where I actually
All
archived stuff.
right. Well, let's do that. I'd like to cover some Eric Larson Punisher. I'm a huge Eric Larson fan, so.
And that's early Eric Larson too, so he's the kind of funky artist.
Yeah, that's like his Spider-Man days. The hair was crazy. He used to
Gonna make
always
it.
draw that Zodiac guy in Spider-Man, I remember. Or Cardiac. Cardiac was the He was that superhero that was like a surgeon at the hospital. Do you remember? With the staff.
I don't
That was
remember.
the Dan David Michelinie and Eric Larson run. They
Okay.
are coming out with the omnibus on that.
Yeah, I know I read that stuff. I don't know if I read all of it though. Okay, I gotta make a note of what I need to read here. Punisher.
And Spawn.
21 to 25. Well, it'd be an Eric Larson episode.
Yeah. And if you could find some Savage Dragon and tell me which ones, I could probably do that one. Though I wish I had the trades though for that, so they'd be easier to access. They'd be accessible.
Yeah.
If I would merge my books, like if I would spend 15 hours a week merging, I would be able to get to my books easier.
Oh, merging is such a pain, I
My
hate
independents are in chaos right now.
it.
The only ones that are where I could find stuff fast enough is DC.
I can find stuff in my older stuff. It's the new stuff. That's what I'm going through now.
Let's do the Punisher and some the Eric Larson Spawn.
Okay.
I want to read that.
That'll be interesting to see the difference in art style.
Yeah. Hey, did you read Fissure from Vault Comics?
No, I forgot to read it. Son of a bitch.
I wanted to talk about that one
You should have put it in a message.
I forgot because I thought we'd cover it, but
Yeah,
I
I
forgot
totally
that.
forgot about that one.
We can
Ah,
cover it next time.
that was on my list
I
too.
kind of want to know why. I kind of want to know what you think because I was kind of disappointed.
I like the art. I flipped through it. I did like the art, but damn it, I meant to read that.
All right, well, let's jump to another book that we cover, and this is Agents of Pact.
Agent, did you read that?
I did.
I didn't know if you would have it or not.
Well, I have that one and the other one from Chapter House. The free, what is it called? Free, freelance.
Okay, Freelance. I don't remember if I read
I didn't read
Freelance.
Freelance though.
Now I gotta find Agents of Pact.
It came out the same week.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like their new reboot. Oh, I did read Freelance. I'm awesome. I remember too, because I got to the end of Agents of Pact and had an ad for Freelance, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I got Freelance. So these are the new Chapter House.
Shared
Superhero, well, not
universe.
really new. It's kind of their a new re a reboot or something.
Yeah, their main property is Captain Canuck, I would say.
Yeah. They have Captain Canuck. Northgard is another one who's been around a long time. And then their new one that I'm reading in trade form is Pitiful Human Lizard.
Yeah.
Which is it's like It's funny because it doesn't really fit in with the others because it's more like of a humor
Yeah.
superhero book. But it apparently does exist in the same world, so.
And I read the one that's not in the same world. Like the one that I like from Chapter House that I tried Captain Canuck. All the books I thought the art was good, but the stories just are not. They're not hitting it for me, but it's the Die Kitty Die. That's
Oh
the
yeah, I
one
forgot
that
that was the Chapter House one.
that is the book that I like. I've given that one 5 out of 5s, and I'll never stop that one. This one I'm on the fence with. This one is Agents of Pact by Kalman Androskovsky and Blake Northcutt. Blake Northcutt I follow on Twitter and Facebook. And she's
What
like
is
a pop culture gamer kind of thing, I think. Like she's in the comics industry too. She's writing this. She's like
Okay,
starting to
she's a
break
writer.
into it now. Like she's writing this and she's writing Aspen's Fathom. And I haven't read
Really?
that one yet. Yeah.
Okay.
And the pencils are by Frederica Manfredi.
Yep, Frederica Manfredi. Well, it's interesting that because the Kalman Androvsky, I think, is that a, I don't know if it's a he or she, but I think they do
Captain Canuck, right?
Captain Canuck, yeah. And yes. So I like this one. So this is kind of the Canadian version of Shield a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like a team of heroes, and this takes place. Well, they're kind of putting together a team. Isn't that what it was? Like something has gone down in Captain Canuck to get to this point.
Well, in the opening page, they tell you that Captain Canuck has walked away from Equilibrium and his shady brother, blah, 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 leaving Canada without a champion. So Captain Canuck's gone. So this team is trying to fill the gap, and they don't really have any members yet. But
Right, their leader is.
Maria Michi is the first member, and their leader's
Fleur de Lis.
she was a character in the 70s, and now she's much older, and she's like the Maria Hill. She's like the older one of this agency. You know what I really do like about this? I like the paper stock on this thing.
Yeah, I like the
It's
covers.
not the glossy paper, it's like a thicker paper. And it seems to make the art pop more, 'cause, and there's no glare off of it.
No, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the art a lot. You're right. I think the paper does contribute to the art. So in this story, so it starts out where there's like these. So this team kind of investigates like paranormal stuff in the world, and there's these events that are happening in different places where there's like this liquid gold that's pouring out of the ground, and they don't know what to do with it. And then yeah, so Fleur de Lis recruits this Marla Ritchie, who she's a woman who has like some kind of like Witchblade type symbiote on her arms that can like turn into a weapon if she needs it to. It's
Yeah.
kind of cool.
She, yeah, that's a weird power. Is she linked to that gold stuff, though? It was weird how she, like, tried to lift all that gold, liquid gold, and put it back into the.
Yeah, I don't think she is tied to it.
She seems to not have her powers under control, that's for sure.
Yeah, it seems like she just recently got this ability or this thing on her arms.
And she loses her shit.
Yeah, she's young and uncontrolled at this point. And then, so they end up, Agents of PAC, well, I guess the leader, Fleur de Lis, goes to this other agency, which I can't remember their name.
I don't remember it either, but they make a deal with somebody they shouldn't have made a deal with.
Yeah, they're making a deal with the Americans.
Halo. Equilibrium and Halo. Because they say Halo is pleased to welcome Equilibrium
Equilibrium.
as an exclusive partner for the operations of the Canadian territory.
Right, so they partnered with, I think it was an American company, which Agents of PACT is not happy about. And then there was one cool in Fleur de Lis' headquarters. There was one cool creature who was like a sentient light. I liked
Yeah.
that guy. I liked the story. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it, and I liked the art too. So,
I'm sticking with it. I just it didn't wow me. The art does though. The art in the paper is very attractive. I mean the paper quality is really attractive to me, especially loving like newsprint and stuff. This is like a thick newsprint. This reminds me of a thick newsprint. And it doesn't have that gloss on it. And I've never been a fan of the gloss.
It's slightly glossy.
There's
So it's like
not a
a
lot of
matte, I guess.
reflective though. There's not like if you shine it on the light, you don't get a lot of the glare that you do from like
Right.
some of the other books.
Yeah, I think it's more of a matte finish type.
Yeah. And they're building their own universe. So, why don't you tell us about freelance then?
So freelance takes place in the same kind of world, and this is a team of three superheroes. I don't remember their names. But they're so that they what was the story? Oh, so they're investigating. There's an interdimensional rift. I don't think they said that what caused it, but there's a rift that they need to investigate. And the dynamics of the team are one of the guys is kind of like a wild guy who will kill people and not care. And then there's another guy who's more of a like straight up moral guy, and he doesn't like the other guy's recklessness. And then, so they go investigate this riff, and then something goes wrong. I thought this was okay. I liked Agents of Pact better, though.
Well, that's not an endorsing for me. If I was on the fence with Agents of Pact, because Jim Zub writes that one.
Yeah, this is by Jim Zub and Andrew Wheeler, and then illustrated by I don't know how to say it. Vanita Verik.
Man, you're good at pronunciations.
Thank you. It seems like they're getting a lot of female artists. That's good.
Yeah.
And but this the art in this is kind of a little more manga style. So you really love
Ooh.
it. It's not like completely manga, but it just you could tell there's an
Well,
influence.
it's weird though that they're doing the same sort of shit that Agents of Pact is, 'cause they're trying to prevent like aliens or other activities from happening on Earth. And that's what
Right.
these gold things are. Like they're anomalies that are happening throughout the world, and they're trying to prevent them from happening or getting out of control in a
Right.
way. They don't seem very proactive. Okay, so
They'll get more proactive.
man, I'm gonna read that other one. Maybe I just don't want to read Canadian books. I don't know. I love Die Kitty Die though. I like love that, but that is so much a play off of Archie to the extreme. And I
Yeah,
love
absolutely.
Archie books, so it's in my wheelhouse. I think I'm gonna stick with Agents of Pact solely based on the art for me. I mean, it has potential for me to like it.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought that was a well-told story.
So you're gonna get the trade,
Yeah, I'll probably get the trade of Agents of Pact.
but not freelance.
Not freelance.
Ah.
And yes to Pitiful Lizard Boy, or whatever
That one
it's
I missed out on, but I'm curious if I'd like that one.
Yeah, Pitiful Human Lizard. I like that one a lot. That has a, if you're a fan of like Tick back in the day or something like that, it's a similar feel to that.
Amorous
Although,
bug.
yeah, although he doesn't have any powers, so it's a little different. Tick was kind of
Tick has
super.
powered.
Yeah, he's like invincible, but doesn't know what to do with it.
The same tones, maybe.
And this guy's more, he doesn't have any powers, but he knows how to do stuff even though he doesn't have powers. But they both get into trouble.
All
Biscuit.
right.
What we got next?
Let's go to some questions. Let's go back.
Question time.
Yeah, play the music.
Questions? You got questions. Wait. I still haven't tuned my. Oh, wait, maybe I didn't tune my guitar. I think I might have. Didn't sound very good. Think this one's a little bit off.
Yeah,
Okay,
you got some
questions.
hardcore bass happening there at the end. I'll be surprised if you don't get a lot of feedback on your music.
My musical
Because
skills.
there might be some people that like recording studios that just say, "Damn, we got to get this guy on a label." Man, you got some skills there, mad skills. That's all
Thank
I
you.
have to say.
Thank you. I've been training for years.
I'll bring my electric guitar out next time and we can jam.
That'd be great.
Yeah. It'll be like folk punk.
We got my son is learning violin in school. I could bring him in. He can.
Oh yeah. And then if you could get somebody else to play the saw, we'll be like totally lo-fi.
I forgot to send you a song for this episode.
Oh Lord. That's okay. I could play some Violent Femmes.
Everyone knows the Violent Femmes.
Not everyone.
Sure they do.
Well, they
Who
might
doesn't know
not
the
know
Violent
the
Femmes?
Ramones. The KKK took my baby away.
Everyone knows the Ramones.
Well, maybe there's a reason for that.
Yes, because they appeal to a wide number of people.
Yes.
That doesn't mean. You see, Mike,
You
the way it
see,
works.
is you if you sip tea and you put on your slippers, you have to listen to something different.
If you want something really good, you often have to go to the fringes to find it. Because the
Yeah.
stuff in the middle is watered down to appeal to the widest number of people. But if you want something in a specific genre, the best in a specific genre is going to appeal to a smaller number of people, but be better than something that's watered down to appeal to the widest audience.
That is an elegant way to put, I like crap.
No, it's an elegant way of saying I don't like the watered down crap in the middle. I like the pretentious spikes on the
At
edges.
least you admit it. You're all about the pretentiousness.
I'm about right, because pretentious means quality.
No, it means you're better than everybody else.
And yes, better than the watered down mainstream that everyone
Yeah.
else listens to.
But if that music was in the mainstream, you'd be poo-pooing on it.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
If Blackbird ROM were in the mainstream,
You would poo-poo on it.
that's a good question. No,
Yes, you would.
it's not true. There's been some mainstream stuff that I've enjoyed.
I think you're full of shit. I've seen you in person, Bill. I know this for a fact.
It from seeing me. Look, I like Anne Marie as much as the next guy. I enjoy the mainstream music.
Yeah. So Per Hedman says he draws comics. I don't know if you know who he is.
He does. He draws the Vader.
The far dark side.
Yeah, the Far Side mashup.
Which is like the far side with
With
Vader.
Darth Vader, yeah.
And I don't know if you'll know the answer to this question, but he said, "What is your favorite drawing in the far dark side, if you have one?" if you remember any of them.
I'm trying to remember.
Mine is, I don't remember which... exactly how it went, but it was something like a playoff of the size of his dick with the lightsaber. I like that one. But you probably guessed that I'd like that one based on my sense of humor.
I don't remember. I wish I could remember, because I know there is one that I really liked.
Well, maybe you'll think of it. It's in the white spot of your brain right now.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that one.
So the next question is from Martin Ferretti from Nerdy Legion and Valiant Central Podcast.
Yes.
He says, did you guys watch the Wonder Woman trailer? I think he's referring to the new one. And he said, if so, what did you think? Do you feel it captures the era that it's trying to convey, which is World War One?
I have not watched it.
I have only seen the first one, and it was too short to see if it captured World War One. I mean, it had the fighter planes and the same. I mean, the technology was there, but I can't say how well it ca- I didn't watch the second one because I have this new thing about movies. I won't watch a preview unless it's forced on me. And that's what I mean by, like, I'm at the theater and it's put in front of me as I'm at the theater. I'm not going to run out of the theater and say, oh, no, it's a preview. But
I have closed my eyes during trailers and movies, though.
Because you're scared?
No, because I don't want to spoil. Sometimes yeah. They show, like, way too much. I'm like, I don't want to see this yet.
Yeah.
You're spoiling the ending.
I don't mind seeing previews for movies that I'm on the fence with. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care about, but then it makes me interested. But if I'm going to, like, if it's a comic movie, I'm going to go see it anyway.
So yeah.
Regardless of the preview, and I'd rather be surprised.
Yeah, so I haven't watched the Wonder Woman one, not because I'm not interested in it, but I know I'm going to go see it, so there's no point in spoiling it.
Yeah.
I want to feel the magic in the during the movie and get blown away.
Mm-hmm.
It will not change my opinion of it either way. And I don't want it to change my opinion. I want to walk in with a blank slate. Let Wonder Woman wash over me.
Mm-hmm.
Feel her bosom against my
thigh.
My thigh. But I know, but I mean, she was so awesome in Batman versus Superman that I know it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that was enough of a trailer for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that sold me on the concept if I hadn't been sold on it before. So, mm-hmm. And I know they're going to do something similar to the feel from that movie, so.
Yeah.
That was my trailer.
Have you seen the video of the girl that does the cello, or what is it? She does the instrument for the actual Wonder Woman music, like in Batman versus Superman. Have you
seen
that?
Uh-uh.
She's young, man. You should go look at it.
She did the interesting.
Yeah.
Was that on the YouTubes or something?
No, somebody, Barb showed it to me, and then I have a bunch of people on Twitter. Like Nick is also on Nerdy Legion. He said, Mike and Daryl, check this out. And I'd already seen it, but it's on my Twitter page if you want to see it.
One violin.
Yeah. It's that. Awesome.
Let me search for Wonder Woman violin. There's Wonder a trailer Woman. For the new movie.
Yeah, there you go. I'll just... let me see if I can cut and paste this in. Where did Nick put it?
Is this recent?
Nick Wetmore. Where did he put it?
Where did he put it? On the Twitters?
It's Tia Gao. Maybe you could search on this. Oh, here's the YouTube link. I'll just send this to you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Tia got. Also, it's just someone playing the music?
Yeah.
What do I care about that?
What do you mean? What do you care about? I thought you were into music. This isn't pretentious. This is pretentious music.
Why do I want to see some woman playing the theme song to a movie on her violin?
It's not a violin. Do you know what a violin is? Isn't your son playing a violin?
I thought you said violin. What's she playing? Cello?
I don't know my instruments, bro.
Well, you're just making fun of me for not knowing my instruments.
I would say it's the cello. Is the cello the one that sits on the ground?
Here, it looks like she has some kind of electric guitar or something. She's not that young.
She looks young.
That's because you're so old.
Well, that's why, because every time I picture instruments like this, I see old guys with gray hair and old women.
apparently she does a lot of these. She one of these YouTube sensations where she plays theme songs to movies. What do I care about this? See, these kids in their new media are like sharing all these videos of people in their bedrooms playing theme songs to movies. What do I want to see that for?
Why? Why not?
What do I want to see some guy sitting there on his electric guitar playing the theme to Batman versus Superman?
Why would you want to see somebody like playing guitar for the questions and answers of Geek Brunch? Why?
I don't want to see it. I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Because that's original. These people are just doing covers of movie themes.
Man, you got cranky all of a sudden, man.
Or covers of like music solos from songs. Like, here, give me a song. I'm gonna look up violent Tia Gao. Violent femmes.
Why don't you play the Wonder Woman theme on your guitar right now?
I have no idea what the Wonder Woman theme even sounds like. But if I did, I'm sure. I don't see. She hasn't done a Violent Femmes cover.
I wonder if there are any Violent Femmes covers.
Violent, pretentious Violent Femmes cover.
I don't know why you don't like it.
I don't like Violent
they're
Femmes.
They're listed as lo-fi.
I don't like his voice. It's too whiny.
I like whiny voices.
Yeah, it annoys me. It really annoys me.
But when I listen to that Black Death bullshit that you send me, that voice is just That's amazing. Great. It's awfully. You don't even need the ability
it.
To sing to sing that.
You need abilities.
There's no abilities
it's
in
a
the
different
voice.
Ability. It's an ability. An ability. Trust me, I've listened to many and I can't.
Where are you?
Sorry, I muted myself with my guitar. I was so angry. I've listened to many bands where I enjoy the music and then the vocals kick in and I gotta turn it off. That's all I'm saying.
Man, you
call it pretentious if you will.
I think I'm gonna sit on you and play Violent Femmes when we're at the con. I'm just gonna play it in your ear. And I'm gonna make you appreciate his voice.
I've heard it many times. I've probably even seen them live.
Well, in Walking Dead, do you watch that anymore or no?
I do not.
Well, in Walking Dead, when they're torturing Daryl, they play this song over and over again. That's what I'm going to do to torture you. I'll put you in a black room and just play some Violent Femmes.
That would torture me, that voice.
Yeah.
Listeners, you know what I'm saying.
No, they don't. They love the Violent Femmes.
I think some of them are afraid to say it because they don't want to get sat upon.
They don't want to get sat upon.
But they know.
I'm going to sit on Bill's face and play the Violent Femmes at the next con.
You don't have to sit on my face, I don't think. That's a little perverse.
Well, I'm going to drop my drawers too when I do it. And you're going to like it.
I have this on tape now. Reel to reel.
Yeah. See, I could even say
Oh, do you remember to flip the cassette? Or
Siri,
does it
play
auto?
Violent Femmes.
Did you have to flip the cassette, or do you have one that automatically like switches direction and records the other side?
I have the dual-sided recorder. I'm a little.
Nice. Nice.
Listen to this.
Oh no. Gotta go.
That's
This
the
is making.
Violent Femmes. How could you not like that? Look at that instrumentation. That's lo-fi.
The instrumentation's fine. I just don't like his voice. All right, you've been
Wait.
listening to Geek Brunch
Wait,
Podcast,
listen to this.
episode 295.
Come on, Dad, and give me the car
Reach us at
tonight.
geekbrunchpodcast.com. Or you can find us on the Twitters at Geek Brunch Podcast.
Come on,
You can
Dad,
find
and
us on
give me
Facebook
the car
if you search
tonight.
Geek Brunch Podcast. You can email me at Bill at comicbooknoise.com or Mike at Mike at comicbooknoise.com.
Come on, Dad, and give
Find us
me
on
the
the Twitters
car tonight. That's
at
what your son's
BBM0.
gonna ask you. He's gonna come and he's gonna
And Mike
play
is
some Violent
Mike
Femmes
Myers
for
Brunch.
you. He's gonna say, "Come on, Dad, and give me the car tonight." And you're gonna say, "No, son, you're singing the Violent Femmes."
Stop quoting the Violent Femmes. You know I don't like them.
Come on, Dad, and give me the car tonight. How could you not like that? God damn it. I get so upset when you don't like good things.
Never liked them. Ever since they were first popular, I never liked them.
See, as soon as they first popular, if they weren't first popular, you'd like them. You are so pretentious.
I don't not like them because they're not that popular. Now they're not popular, so now I would like them, but I don't.
Oh, see, you're so bad. You're so bad.
I just don't like his voice.
Ah, it's a brilliant voice. It's different. You don't
I don't
find
like.
that kind of voice everywhere you go.
He sounds like what's that other guy? I hate his voice.
Who?
Tom Petty.
Oh, God, I'm gonna tell Barb on you.
All that stuff, terrible. It's awful. I don't like it. It hurts my delicate ears.
You don't like Tom Petty?
No, his voice is like the Violent Femmes, terrible.
Oh man,
It hurts my
you
ears.
have such bad taste in
I have
music.
no. I
Yes,
have
you have shoved
Look,
so much
I've
stuff
listened to
up your
so much
ass,
music.
you don't even know what music is.
I've listened to so much goddamn music that I know exactly what's good and what's not good.
No. I can't, you
I've
don't like Tom
refined my
Petty?
taste in music to such a point. It's perfect. It's
Okay, so who?
exactly where it needs to be.
Okay, you're at work. Do you listen to
Yes.
music?
I do.
Oh, what? Well, what? Tomorrow's work day, right?
Yes.
What are you gonna play?
What will I play?
What is somebody with some tight ass cheeks and he like stretches it. He like
I'll do
tightens
some
the you
ass
you when you
exercises.
when you walk, you tighten your sphincter like nobody's business, right?
I try to.
You like tighten it. You like pull it
Well,
in.
because of germs.
Yeah, your chest protrudes like you like it's the walk where you're like, I'm better than you walk. It's like I'm gonna tighten my sphincter and protrude my chest.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
Well,
Such a
I'm not sure what I'll listen
snob.
to. I'll probably just listen to some. I like to work listening to black metal mostly.
That's awful.
That calms me.
That devil music.
Or I might listen to some Nervous Trend.
I don't even know who that is.
That's a Australian band from the early 2000s. No, wait. No, a couple of years ago. What year is it? From the early 10s.
2010, let's just say that.
Yeah, 2010s. Early 2010s. Fantastic.
All right, so back to comics.
Yes.
Royal City. Did
Royal
you read
City.
that?
Speaking of Jeff Lemire, I did in
Yes.
fact read it.
What did you think of this thing?
Was a thick ass issue.
It was a thick ass issue. It was pretty freaking depressing.
Yeah. It was weird. I still don't understand it completely, but I think that's intentional in this case.
I don't think I understand it either, but I think Tommy died,
Yes.
and he's a brother, but and all of the siblings and the mother and the father can see him for some reason.
Right.
And when they heard and when the father heard Tommy on like he's a guy who likes to fix radios, and he turned on one of his radios and he kept on hearing Tommy's voice. And he had a stroke, and that brings all of his. He's got a big ass family. That's one thing I realized.
Didn't seem that big.
Well, he's got. Let's see, he's got two sons, a daughter,
Daughter.
and a wife. Okay, so he's got, and then maybe Tommy, right?
Yeah, and Tommy. So he had four kids.
Yeah, I think Tommy is. Tommy did die in 1993, and I think each one of the siblings sees Tommy in a different way. Like one sees him as a little boy, one sees him as an old man that is drinking buddy. Because one of the sons is a drunk and he doesn't even show up for work. The daughter is trying to build a golf course over the factory.
Right,
Which
'cause this is a well
takes
this is a
jobs away.
town. Yeah, this is a town that kind of is a factory town. So the factory was the main thing in the town and it's gone down over the years, but it still employs a lot of people.
Yeah,
But
it's
she
still
wants to
like
take it down 'cause
1400.
yeah, she says that they'll make more money off of a golf course and a resort on
Yeah,
that
she wants to
property.
turn it into a resort. And then there's an interesting twist to that is the daughter that is doing that is married to one of the is married to a man who works at the factory really
Her
hard.
husband works there.
And he's feeling very conflicted about it, you
Yeah,
know?
'cause he's like, yeah, he's like, well, if you succeed, that means I'm out of work.
Yeah.
She's like, well, we'll make a lot of money off this. So say, yeah, we'll make a lot of money, but I'll be unemployed.
And then the mother, the Jeff Lemire does the mother really good because it sounds like barf when she talks to me when I go to the fridge or something. I'm like, you're gonna eat that stuff now? You're gonna what? Why are you gonna eat the other day? Okay, on Friday, it was my day off, but I had to work. You know, I work on that 980 schedule, so I had to work pretty much a full day. I think it was till like 3 p.m. It wasn't a full day, but it was almost a full day. But I went to lunch. I took a long lunch because I don't normally go to lunch. And I met with a former co-worker, and we went to a restaurant, and it was Bubba's, and I had that shrimp thing that I was talking about again, that shrimp po' boy. And I came home, and it was like 7 o'clock. Barb worked really late, so it was like 7 o'clock, 7:30, and we usually go get dinner with Harley. We go to some drive-through and get dinner. And I go, "Where do you want to eat?" And she goes, "You want to eat?" And I said, "Yeah, I want to eat." And she says, "But didn't you eat at Bubba's?" And I said, "Yeah, I ate at Bubba's." And she says, "Well, didn't you eat a bit full meal?" And I'm like, "Yeah, aren't you full?" I'm like, "No, I'm ready to eat
Like that was lunch.
again." Yeah, that's what his wife reminded me of when the poor guy was just trying to go in the middle of the night and get some potato salad.
Oh, where is that? Yeah, going downstairs to get some food.
Poor guy.
He pointed out to her, "And you smell like smoke. What are you doing up?"
Yeah, she's
Starts
smoking.
smoking. Yeah, that's it. You need something that you can use against Barb.
Yeah, I can't. She's perfect, so I can't find anything.
Oh, you could say you go out and catch gophers with your mouth in the backyard.
Well, you go out and catch gophers for the family with your mouth.
Smell like gopher.
So
yeah, the parents in this definitely do not get along.
Yeah, it's almost like they're together out of because it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
they've been together for so long.
But it the interaction is real. I mean, you have those kind of conversations about food and stuff. Because you know you want to keep each other healthy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, really? You need to eat?
You need
that
to
big
eat
of
that...
a dinner when you just ate a giant lunch?
Yeah, I know you do that with Melanie. You want to have that eucalyptus leaf? Are you sure? Didn't you have some eucalyptus leaf earlier?
You're going to have... Really? You're going to have another piece of tofu? Another one?
Yeah. Why don't you listen to some of this black metal instead?
Let me turn up the black metal.
It'll make you not want to eat.
Then you won't want to eat any more tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this book is very... And did you read the very slice of life? Did you read the back matter?
No, I got interrupted by a dishwasher. But tell me, we got a dishwasher yesterday, but tell me what the back matter said. I was reading the back matter.
I couldn't read it because I was interrupted by the dishwasher.
No, the guy who was installing the dishwasher kept talking, so... I couldn't like, read the back matter.
Yeah, can you see? I'm sitting at this kitchen table.
I got. Yes, they're on the kitchen table full of comics.
Can't you see I'm busy?
I just put it down and said, fuck it. I'm not going to read this back matter. I can't concentrate on it. So tell me about the back matter.
So he starts out by saying he usually doesn't write back matter for his books, but in this case he wanted to because... He says this is kind of a return to what he was doing like in Essex County, like earlier in his career.
Yeah.
So it's like he started out doing more kind of meandering slice of life type stuff and then got more into like genre stuff when like either superhero or some of the other indie stuff he did like what was that one? We just talked about it, the Vertigo one.
Oh, Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, like Sweet Tooth, so like a post-apocalyptic kind of one, or he's done other stuff like that.
Underwater Welder.
Yeah, or the sci-fi ones he's been doing. So this is more kind of returning to the... He says he doesn't like the term slice of life, but that's kind of what it is. But he said...
I thought Underwater Welder was very much like this.
Yeah, I guess kind of. He didn't mention that, but you're right that it was kind of...
It's very, like... Like this, especially yeah. In tone. But keep telling me what it is. What else did he say? Why is he doing this?
But then he said, you know, hopefully because of the twist with the kid, it'll be interesting to people. Yeah, and then he goes on to say. Like when he was a kid, he wrote a letter to John Todelman when he was working on Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
For some artist. He said he doesn't have the letters anymore, but he said that play the music you like playing. If you dig what you're doing, chances are someone else will too. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of doing this because this is the kind of story that he likes to tell. Which I believe because... It does seem that even through his other stuff, there's always a kind of a depressing tone to him.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess not really necessarily depressing, but just like real life type emotional stuff.
Oh, wow. Did you see this thing on the back? Wow. Wait. This is interesting. This playlist.
Oh, the music. Yeah. Yeah, at the back he gives a list of music that would be the soundtrack to the book.
I think I'm going to play that on Spotify.
Some very pretentious stuff, I'm sure.
I'm sure I'll like it more than your death metal.
Probably.
Black metal.
That was Yola Tango.
It's like Enya and somebody like from Metallica. It's awful. It's like if you can clash two genres and you know that that band is fucking with you. Like
God. These bands, amazing.
it's like gore.
Sounds beautiful to me. Sounds like beautiful music. Love it. I love the
Why
screaming.
couldn't you have a beautiful voice like Enya behind it though? Instead of an awful voice of the guy that can't even hit the tones.
Some of them have a beautiful female singing voice in addition to the screaming.
How does that calm you down?
Don't know, I just like it.
You know
Especially
what
that. I like that
genre calms me down?
atmospheric black metal.
No.
Oh. Well, that's what
1940s
calms me down.
music.
Yeah, I dig that stuff too.
If I need to calm down, I'll put on 1940s. Like I even like to listen to like when I'm driving 40s at whatever it's called now. It used to be 40s at 4, but now it's like 40s Junction or something like that.
I know they moved it.
That sucks.
I
I
know
don't like the
it
move. You have the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 90s, and now they moved it. Like,
I know it took me a while to find it too. I don't have it anymore, but when I had it, I was like, where the hell did it go? It's gone.
I love the 40s music. I just, it calms me down. It's so simple and relaxing.
I agree. I love those. I love the female singers.
I can listen to music like your music when I'm at a tempo where I'm like coding at a beat. Do you know what I mean? But I can't be engrossed in like an algorithm that's tough to
It depends what you're working
solve.
on.
If it's like simplest code and I could like pound away at the keyboard bam 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 with the music, but
Yeah, if I'm working
yeah.
on a complex problem, then I can't have any music
And then
playing.
if people stress me the fuck out, 40s music's coming on, I swear to God.
Well, you are old.
I am. I wasn't always a 40s guy though. Like I it's something that I discovered and simply through the Andrews Sisters, and then I broadened my horizon out into like big band and swing and all that stuff, and
I
I
don't like
like
all
it.
of it. I'm pretty particular. I'm very
Yep.
pretentious about my 40s music.
I like it all. I like it all.
I like the female singers.
Well, the female singers are amazing. And then the other station that I like, I don't do Spotify. I do Pandora. I don't know why, but I do it. And I like have the Andrews Sisters, so they'll play all kinds of music from that time period. But I also put in like I'll put in some Frank Sinatra, and then I'll put in some Louis Armstrong. He's another guy that calms me the fuck down. Fitzgerald, you know, all that stuff. The jazz stuff. I'll even get into the jazz a little bit. I'm pretty happy. But that's enough of the music. But I'm very interested to see what. I don't recognize any of the bands that he has here, except for the Fembots. Oh,
Yo La
Yolo
Tango.
Tango, yeah. Modest Mouse.
Was Modest Mouse on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple that are known. I didn't notice. Royal City, I'm interested in. Since that's where I got the name from. Oh yeah, Modest Mouse.
I don't like the daughter. I don't like what she's at, like her objective. Like I could see that she believes that it'll bring jobs, but it's a weird thing to have your husband and to take away his livelihood.
Yeah, it almost seems like she has been working on this for so long that she doesn't have when you get involved in something and you're so far into it that you let you the objectivity is gone and all you care about is the goal and you no longer...
You've lost sight, yeah.
Yeah, you've lost sight of everything else around it.
And she's going to put 1,400 people out of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's saying that it will bring more business to the town so that there'll be jobs, or more jobs around town, like in restaurants and things.
Yeah.
To offset the stuff at the factory. I mean, to her point, if the factory really is going downhill and she can see that in the future it's going to close down, then it'd be good to have something in place of it now before you get to that point, or it might be too late at that point. I don't know. It's an interesting thing to study in a story, I guess.
Yeah. Then you have the one brother that doesn't even know his father's the drunk ass motherfucker.
It doesn't show up to work.
That frustrates me because the same thing's happening in Riverdale. I don't know if you're caught up, but
I am not.
With the Jughead's father, so I'm. It bugs me that people will let themselves get to a point and take advantage of other people. Does that make sense? They're always stoned. That bugs me. So they take advantage of other people.
Right.
They don't keep jobs because of their situation. Like, I don't like that they get there. Like, I understand that there's things like depression and stuff. Like, I understand that. I just hope that people would try to do something about it instead of not.
Instead of getting to the point where, you're
beyond the point of
relying on the kindness of others to support you.
Yeah. And in this case, he's relying on his brother-in-law. You know what I mean?
Yeah, his brother. He's like, if we don't show up, it'll be okay. He'll cover for us.
Yeah. And he's talking to his dead brother.
Yeah. And it was funny because he's like, on Friday we'll go in and get our paycheck. I'm like, what are you gonna get a paycheck for? So he's not even going to work, but his brother-in-law must be like clocking him in or something.
Yeah.
So he gets paid.
Mm-hmm. It bugs me when people take advantage of the system. God, it bugs me.
I agree. Someone's going to have to make up the difference.
You're getting paid to do your job. Go to fucking work and do your job. Everybody else is. Why can't you? So that's Royal City.
Because I'm not going to be a slave to the system, man.
A slice of life.
Slice of life. It's like taking life and taking a slice off of it. Mm-hmm. Putting it on paper. What do you think of the art? I mean, it's obviously very Jeff Lemire art.
I like his art a lot.
But
especially when it's in this kind of situation.
Yeah. And he went back to the watercolor.
Yeah, him and Matt Kent and their watercolors. Very similar, type writers to me.
Mm-hmm.
They both work on Valiant books, too, and they both followed the pattern where they started at DC and then went to Marvel and then were Valiant. They even sit together at cons a lot.
They did the kind of start around the same time.
Yeah.
They both started with indie books.
They had a path to go down in order to achieve where they are today. Some people just get it thrown at them. I don't know how that happens, but a lot of people have to work many, many years to get where they are.
Yeah, to hone their craft. Yeah, because Lemire had, well, Essex County was his big one.
Yeah.
And then Kent had Super Spy and all that.
I love Super Spy. That's still to my day my favorite one. I haven't read Essex County yet. And everybody goes, Mike hasn't read Essex County. I got a lot of shit to read, man. I got a lot of shit to read. I've read a lot of his stuff. I've read Underwater Welder. I've read Sweet Tooth. I just didn't read at the beginning. And I wouldn't have read Super Spy either if I hadn't run across him in Denver Comic Con. I probably never would have read it.
But you went, have you read like Pistol Whip and those?
Yes. Pistol Whip and Three Sisters. Two Sisters is a continuation of Super Spy.
Yeah. Now who did that one with the giant? That was Kent, right? The giant
that's
man
Kent
one.
That's too. Yeah, that's depressing as fuck.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Three Story is that one. That's Three Story.
Okay, that's Three Story.
Yeah. I haven't read his All Ages one yet. He published an All Ages one for Dark Horse.
Yeah, Poppy or something.
Yeah, I bought it. I haven't read it yet. I am a Matt Kent fan. Like I love him as a person. Like
you're a fanboy.
I'm a fanboy. I really am of Matt Kent. He's the only artist besides Jack Kirby that has his own shelf.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Everything else is by publisher and order, but I have a Matt Kent shelf.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have a Tezuka shelf.
Tezuka, is that manga?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. You have to read backwards for that.
You gotta read it backwards.
My brain doesn't process that. I can't remember. I can't believe I read Psycho Pete.
The Run Direction.
Psycho Pete. What was it called? Police Department something? I can't remember what it was. A Dark Horse reprinted this thing. It's manga. And I didn't know you were supposed to read it from
back to front.
And left and right to left.
All the panels themselves.
Yeah. So I read it totally backwards. I'm like, I was angry. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
How do people read this?
Goddamn sense. And then I looked at the back of the book and it gave you instructions that said, start here or something like that. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Usually on the first place they say, stop, you're reading from the wrong side.
You're going the wrong way.
Turn around. You probably just blew right past that stop sign.
I did.
Yeah, so you're not only reading it.
That made me bitter. I have read a couple of things, and I just can't get into it, man. There's something about they have like it's like a cross type mentality. Like they think of something really sick that I've never seen before, but it's backwards, and my brain doesn't want to process it.
Can't flip it around.
Yeah, it can't. It can't. It can't adjust. Because they do a lot of genres, and they're like, how could you not like it? You know what I mean? They do every little bit of everything.
Yeah, you find pretty much anything. But there is a certain aesthetic to it, no matter what it is. And if you don't like that aesthetic, then you're never gonna like it, which I think is your problem.
Yeah. Same with anime. About the style. Like I watched some stuff on that, and while I can't say the plots were bad, like I don't like the weird stuff. I don't like it at all. But there's like autobiographical stuff, anime mm-hmm. that I try to watch, and other stuff. And the stories that they're compelling. It's the animation style that my brain just doesn't like. But I know where my eyes can tell where it's influenced. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot is influenced from them. Like I'm watching the Batman now and it's totally influenced by them. Like I can see it.
Yeah, you can see the influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like what you're saying is that it's not that you think it's bad, it's just not for you.
Yeah,
like you can,
yeah.
You know, like, there's inherent value in it, it just doesn't work for you for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some of the art, I mean, even if you don't like the art style, you can definitely agree that those there's some talented sons of bitches doing that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the red is like gorgeous in some of the work.
Yeah. You and Micah liked it a lot more, that's for sure, than I ever did. And then it's the other thing is every time I tried it, and I've tried, you know, a dozen or so stuff, I've dipped my toe in here and there, I never like it. And I just decided to stop trying. I'm like, why would I try it if I don't like it? And I have so much other stuff. It's not like I'm running out of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Well, it's like
it's not like I need to find a new form of entertainment. I already have more than I can read in a lifetime.
Right.
So.
It's not. Yeah. It's not like you're starving for material and need to find something.
I'm not starving. I'm not bored. I am the least bored individual. I think in the whole world.
It's funny. It's like, I don't know how people get bored. It's like, how can you be bored? There's like so much stuff. You'll never get, like, be able to consume everything that's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see being bored of doing one current thing, but it's like switch gears and do something else.
But even if you were bored or you didn't have the money, let's say you don't have the money like I do, you could still go to the library and get like a lot of shit.
My library has tons of trades.
Like, as long as you like to read, and or if you like DVDs and others, you can do stuff. Do you know what I mean? You can get books. You can get DVDs. You can request things.
You could listen to some atmospheric death metal or black metal.
At some point in time, my brain's going to have to switch, like when I'm 60 or so, and just say, I'm not going to buy no more, but that doesn't stop me from going to the library and consuming it
hilarious, Mike.
Or getting it digitally.
That's funny. You're going to stop.
Why is it funny? I'm going to stop.
You're going to stop.
I'll stop.
That's funny.
You don't think I will, do you?
Not cold, no. Not the DC stuff.
Maybe
you'll cut it down to a couple titles.
I don't know. I think I'll stop because I could smell the end.
You can smell the end.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I won't stop reading. Do you see what I'm saying? I'll just stop consuming.
You'll get to the point where you're like,
when is enough enough? I'll answer Barb's question when I turn 60. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough when you turn 60.
Yeah. Maybe 65. I don't know. Let's go 62 and a half just to play on the cautious side. All right, let's jump into some previews.
All right.
Yeah.
What did I do with my previews?
I know you went and got it.
I do have it. It's behind me. Previews. Previews music. Hang on. Everyone, go get your previews.
Previews.
Previews. Yeah. Previews from Diamond. They are a monopoly distribution company. All right. Previews number 342 for March 2017. I found I had less that I was interested in this previews, even though my total is about than last month, even though my total is about the same.
Yeah, Dark Horse doesn't have anything new for the most part. They're doing that Milo Manara stuff.
I saw that you got a Manara book.
I did.
You're a dirty, dirty man.
I'm a dirty man. It's not that dirty. There's some ass in there. and some boobies, but it's not totally filthy.
Not one of his more.
I got the Manara Library Volume 1 Indian Summer and Other Stories.
Yeah, I need to get those. I haven't picked up any of them yet, but I always want to. Because I have read some Manara. Oh, his art's so gorgeous.
Now, see, this one
Gorgeous.
that's solicited is El Gaucho and Other Stories, Volume 2. So I don't know how they're releasing it. Like, does this mean that Volume 1 I bought and this is Volume 2? But I'm confused because they already have Volume 3, Volume 4, Volume 5, and Volume 6. I
Yeah,
don't
what are
know.
they? Oh, this is paper. Oh, paperback. Maybe they have them in. Oh, I think the other ones were hardcover, and now they're doing soft cover releases of all of
Oh,
them.
so maybe I am ordering that. So that might be
You
the
know what?
only new.
Oh, I think that's why I didn't get them, because they were really expensive hardcovers before. I think
Yeah,
I didn't even
this.
notice that they were doing soft
Yeah, the
covers.
one that I got is a
Yeah.
soft cover.
Oh, I might have to start getting those. Interesting.
I am going to get Joe Gollum, a cult detective. I like that first one.
What page is
The
that on?
second one, that's on page 70. That's Mignola.
I did have a few pages earlier on page 58, the Ether Volume 1, speaking of Matt Kent.
Yeah, I'm double
That's the one
dipping on
about
that.
the dude. That's the homeless guy who goes to the magic world, which I give the number one out of 5 out of 5, so I'm very excited about that. I know you weren't as crazy about it as I
I'm not as
was.
crazy, but it belongs on my Matt Kent wall.
Yeah, you need it for
I
your shelf.
need it for myself.
And then on the next page, on page 60, is the complete Doc Unknown hardcover, which I already have the trades of
Which
these.
one? What page
Complete
are you
Doc
on?
Unknown, page 60. This is by Fabian Rangel Jr., who does Space Riders.
This is volume 2.
No.
Oh,
The complete
what's
one,
so
the next column over.
the complete Doc Unknown. Okay, I
Yes.
see. That's the rook that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
That looks
Because
cool, the rook. It's got Vampirella
it
on the cover. Shit.
does. From the pages of Eerie.
I know that I bought the rook recently. I know he was in the Harris Publications at one time with Vampirella, but he just recently had a book and I read it and I liked it. So, Doc Unknown.
Yeah, so Doc Unknown's kind of
Oh,
a
Fabian Rangel
pulpy
Jr.?
one.
He's
Yeah,
the
he
one
was
that does
a writer.
that Black Mask book, right?
That's what I said, Space Riders.
Okay, I hear you now.
Yeah, so I supported this in Kickstarter, so I have the trades of this, and if you'll notice on the bottom of the cover in the middle there is one of my favorite characters, Boss Snake,
Oh,
which I think
yeah,
the
I
Boss
see him.
Snake one shot, I think it is included in this. I think I saw somewhere that the Boss Snake one shot is in here.
Yeah.
So I'll probably double dip on the hardcover.
All right, so then we jump to DC. You probably don't get anything there, but I get everything.
I'm getting the new Young Animal book. I don't think I'm getting any of this superhero stuff. I don't think anything jumped out at me.
Oh, Bug. That's a Jack Kirby creation, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Forager. It's Allred too, so he's got a sort of style that pays homage
Yeah,
to.
he could definitely pay a homage to him. And then there's the Cave Carson Volume 1 trade.
Yeah, that was a question on DC. People were asking me what my favorite young animal one was, and Cave Carson is it. That is it.
And I was surprised by this, but it looks like the Tom Scholey backup is going to be in this as well, the superpowers.
Oh, they're gonna maybe that'd be cool if they put it all in order.
Yeah. It doesn't specifically say it, but he's listed as the artist. And I was curious what they were going to do with that, if they were going to collect that separately. Although it would take a long time to collect that separately because
Yeah,
it's
because it's only
a few
like four
pages.
pages
Yeah.
an
So that's
issue.
awesome if it's going to be in here. Yeah, I really like that number one.
Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes hardcover and the Legion of Superheroes Silver Age Omnibus. I'm getting those two things for sure. And Tales of the Batman, Jerry Conway. And then everything else I buy. There's nothing else I don't buy. I'm on the fence about the Harlequin Deluxe statue because I get the Bombshell statues, but this is a deluxe, which means it's almost $75 more.
I'm not really in love with her face.
I like it. And there's a Frank Cho Wonder Woman. Damn, that's awesome looking. Ah, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
There's no escape from that rabbit hole.
Yeah. IDW, anything new there that.
I had a couple of things. Well, there's a new S Star Trek with art by JK.
Yeah, I'll be checking that out, even though it's next gen, isn't it?
It's the next gen Broken Mirror.
And that's the one I don't care about, but.
Yeah, but it's got J.K. Woodward art, so. And he draws the hell out of those Star Trek people.
Yeah. I haven't decided on Saucer State on page 181.
I never read all of the first series.
There's the first series.
Is I think so. Saucer something? What page is that on? Saucer.
181.
Are you getting the Jack Kirby Artist Edition, Fantastic Four?
No, if it was Fourth World, I would, but not. I've
Not
decided not to
Fantastic
do
Four.
the other stuff.
Yeah. I think those, it's like cool to own a couple of them, but
Once you've seen them,
yeah, you don't need to own them all.
yeah,
Yeah,
because you're not gonna like go through it over and over again, you
you're
know?
not gonna like sit there and read it. It's just cool
Yeah.
to have so you can look like a coffee table book almost. Yeah, Saucer State. There was a, didn't Vertigo or something publish it?
Huh, now you
Yeah,
got
Saucer
me.
Country. Here, picks up where Saucer Country left off.
Oh shit.
Remember Saucer Country?
Yeah, I have that. I
Well,
didn't even finish it. I own
there you
it.
go.
I'm pretty sure I have a full run of Saucer Country.
And that was Vertigo, right?
That was good. That was Vertigo.
Ryan Kelly art, he's good.
I know I read 1 through 7 and then I've probably stopped reading it, but I have them. I think I'm gonna get it. So you convinced me because it's the sequel to something I liked.
And then, did I have any other? I'll probably get the TMNT Universe number 10 because it's Sophie Campbell. And I
I don't
love me
know
some
who that
Sophie Campbell.
is.
Sophie Campbell.
Sophie Campbell.
Formerly known as Ross Campbell. Author of such books as Wet Moon.
Oh, they changed the names?
Yeah, didn't you know about that one?
No, I knew about
Lila
Fables,
Sturgis.
Lila Sturgis. I didn't know Sophie Campbell was changed as well. Wow, there's a
Yeah.
lot. There's also that Black Mask Magdalena, or what? I don't know how to pronounce her name. A lot of transgender.
Yes, there's a lot of transgender representation in comics for
Yeah.
some reason.
I didn't know that. When you said Sophie Campbell, I was like, "Who's that?"
Yeah,
But I
that
know Wet
was
Moon. I know Wet Moon 'cause I didn't like all that poo-poo bathroom stuff. Whereas it attracted you.
I love all that stuff.
You're like, "Oh, man, this bathroom stuff is sexy. There's
Yeah.
caca all over the place."
There was not
There was
caca
caca all over the place.
out of the Okay, maybe there was. There was one scene. It was one scene that went into the bathroom. Saw the caca.
All right, so we go to the image section. Are you going to try Cullen Bunn's regression? Probably.
Yeah, I do have. I don't have my. Damn it! Where's my supplies? Oh, here it is. I think I had something on an earlier page, but I don't have the page number written down. Let me go to my file. I gotta go to my files. Hang on. Pause the recording. You can edit this part out.
What are you doing? I'm
Looking
not
for a
gonna edit it
page.
out. Fuck it. They
Here we
want to
go.
see how
Page.
ill prepared you are. I want to put it in there.
You just want to embarrass me. Page 193. This looks awesome to me. It's drawing and life lessons from master cartoonists. It's taken from uber rare, never before reprinted cartooning courses with expert teachings from cartoonist rock stars Charles Schulz, Jiggle Kubert, Winston McKay, Joe Shuster, Alex Raymond, Milton Caniff, like tons of like old cartoonists who apparently documented some training materials, so they're going to collect it.
Oh, I like
Fascinating.
that drawing. I know why you want it because of that drawing woman. It's got boobies there.
Oh yeah, a little na there's some naked boobs. You can learn how to draw naked boobs.
And a vagina. There you go.
You can learn how to draw naked vaginas.
You might need to know how to do that for your comic strip. Who knows?
That's true. If I decide to take it in a completely different direction.
Here, son, color this.
Sorry. I'm gonna have to kick you off. Sorry, son. I need to draw some naked vaginas. Oh, Dad.
I'm sorry, but I'm having to get another colorist for this arc.
You. Yeah, sorry, son. You cannot color the naked vaginas.
Mike is going to be coloring these ones.
Mike will be covering. We're gonna have a guest colorist for the strip.
So regression on page 198, you're getting that?
Yep, I usually get all the number ones
Are
from
you gonna
Image.
get Youngblood number
I
one?
am.
Yeah. Are you gonna
Can't
get
resist the
the
young blood.
which cover are you gonna get?
I'll probably do, I think DCBS just has a more of a discount on one of them, so I'll probably just get that one. Probably the standard cover. Although if I was going to choose, I would choose the Rob cover, of course.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the Rob cover.
I might have to do that anyway.
Eternal
Yeah.
Empire, that's a Luna. That's one of the Luna brothers. I wonder why they're not writing together. Sarah Vaughan, who we just talked about.
Yeah, I'll be getting this for sure.
Oh,
I
yeah, Dead
love Sarah.
Man, Dark Mansion of Forbidden Love. Yeah.
And then
Sarah
they have
Vaughan,
also.
I'm a fan of her now, like big time.
Yeah, that's I've ruined as one of her credits. I'm not familiar with that. I'm just search that one out.
Let's see what it is. Let's see if my honkin' database has it ruined.
And then.
No, I don't have a ruin, so I don't know what it is.
Ruined volume one. It might have been a straight to trade.
Yeah, maybe. But I would have had it in here if it's straight to trade. This has everything that was solicited by Diamond. Unless it was a Kickstarter or something.
Might have been an ebook.
Ah.
They haven't printed it yet.
Girl Scouts with magic socks looks interesting.
I won't be getting that because I'm not really a Jim Mafood fan.
I like the
Believe it or
cover.
not. Have to think about it.
I might
I
have
am
to
go a
thumb
couple
through the.
pages back, they have a Spawn number one director's cut.
Yeah.
So I might have to get that because it has the original Spawn number one art boards and page commentary by Todd McFarlane. So I might have to get that one.
Packless, are you getting that? Probably.
Let's see.
It's Dustin Weaver.
Yes. I'll be getting
S
pack list.
Samaritan, Matt Hawkins.
Definitely getting that.
So we're getting everything except you're not getting the Mofford stuff. We got a
That.
new Renato Jones.
Yep, new Renato Jones. I won't get that because I'll just get the trade. And then I had to decide. There's a couple of trades, image trades that I have to decide. I have to look back and see what I rated some of the titles.
Did you read Violent Love yet?
I don't. Think, yeah, I did. I don't
Or
remember what I
Motor
thought.
Crush?
I remember Motor Crush. We talked about that.
I don't remember talking about it. I didn't read it.
Didn't read it?
No.
Maybe I talked about it, or maybe I dreamt about talking about it.
Or maybe you read it and thought you talked about it.
Right, we talked about it.
No, we didn't.
That was about that girl, like on a race bike, and there's that drug.
Maybe you talked about it,
Maybe I talked about
and I just didn't pay attention. I don't know.
it. Are you sure? I'm gonna have to go back in our archives now.
Use the search for motor. I usually
I
put
am.
the comics in there.
Yes, if you will go to geekbrunchpodcast.com and do a search for Motor Crush, you can hear me talk about Motor Crush number one while Mike ignores me.
Are you going to get the Abstract Studios Motor Girl number one?
Motor Girl number one.
This one we did talk about. Terry Moore.
Oh.
Not Motor City, but Motor Girl.
I don't. I'm not sure.
You're not a
Only
Terry.
because I might hold out for the
Omnibus.
omnibus, yeah. Because he always does the nice omnibus. So I'm considering just holding out for the omnibus.
So
Then
let him go bankrupt and roll
he's
the
tra he's
dice.
trained me. He's trained me to wait for the omnibus. And maybe I can get a nice limited edition omnibus like I did
Well,
for
you know
Great
what
Short
you're
Rise.
you know who you're influencing? Donnie Salvo, because he even said, you know what, Bill, maybe Bill's onto something with this number one trade thing.
You said that too. I'm influencing
No,
the
you're not.
industry.
You're fuck that. I'm not doing that.
Influencing the industry.
No,
You're not doing that now, but wait till you turn 50.
I said 62.
50, you'll switch to trades. 60, you'll eliminate everything.
Are
It's a
you gonna
two-step process.
get the Voracious Volume 2?
I didn't get Voracious number volume one,
Oh, you didn't?
which I kind of regret.
Are you gonna get the Circle?
I'm for sure getting the circle. That was wonderful.
Are you getting Medicine number one?
I think I am getting yeah, I'll get medicine. Who does that? People I don't know. I'll probably get it. What's the concept? A team
Criminal
of down on
mastermind
the
has recruited a team of
luck.
down on luck physicians to provide medical aid to the world's worst bad guys. So they fix up bad guys.
I might get it. We'll see.
All right.
And there's a
gonna
couple
get
of new,
Aftershocks.
yeah, a couple of new Aftershock books. I usually get all the number ones from Aftershock.
I'm all in on Aftershock, so I'll skip that.
And I have to decide for the Sam Keith book if I want to get it in singles or just the trade. Because I do love me some Sam Keith artwork.
How about Alterna Comics? The newsprint is back.
Alters Volume 1, I'll get. Yeah, I have to decide for the Alterna ones. So they're $1.50 regular sized issues on newsprint.
I think I'm going to try them all.
Yeah, I might just go all in on the number ones to check them out.
I think I'll go all in and then read them right away and assess the situation.
Yeah, decide. A couple of them are only three issues.
Yeah. Amigo Comics has a new one, Ghost Wolf.
Yeah, I got the first Ghost Wolf in trade, so I might just wait for the trade on that one. And then on page 274, the final Titan number 5, they're doing as a double size issue. So I guess rather than doing six issues, they're just going to do two in number 5. So look at that. I love that series. Hopefully they'll bring out a nice collection of it too. I'll double dip on that one. Casper the Friendly Ghost. There's actually two new Harvey Comics books from different publishers, which is weird. You notice that?
No. I am not getting Casper. I don't think I am.
That's because you hate comics.
I hate Casper. I like the ghost that's in Die Kitty Die. I think that Casper.
But this also this has
funny.
Casper, Hot Stuff, and Wendy the Good Little Witch.
Well, there you go.
You can't go wrong with that. Well, you can, but we'll see what happens. And I'm getting Street Tiger, so Street Tiger number 4 from Amigo.
Yeah.
And what do I have?
Avatar still looks sad.
You don't have anything from Avatar.
I'm wondering if I should get this just because of Keith Knutson. It's called Chiggers.
Where? Oh, yeah, Chiggers. Yeah, that's a new printing, yeah. That's...
It's Hope Larson.
Mm-hmm. Chiggers.
Black Box has a lot of stuff this time.
No, they don't. They have one book.
No, they don't. Black Mask has Last Song number 1.
You said Black Box.
Oh, I'm talking Black Mask.
Because okay. There is
Box,
a Black Box.
I am getting that. That's Scott McDaniel.
I hope I got the first issue of that.
I did. That's one of the ones, though, that's easy to forget because he's just there.
Yeah, I wonder if I got that. It hasn't come out yet, right?
No.
I'm sure I probably got the number 1. Yeah, I remember reading that. So that's The Secret World of Modern Banking. That sounds good.
Yeah.
But IT and banking, security.
I am going to get Last Song and I'm getting all the offerings from Black Mask.
Yeah, I get all the number 1s.
They have a Space Riders hardcover edition.
Yeah, I'm considering that because I never got the trade. I just got the single issues.
Cal Exit. On the Boom side, the only one I'm adding is Victor LaVille's Destroyer. That's the only one I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm getting that. And then I think I'll get the Misfit City one as well. Yeah, Misfit City. Because that's by... Yeah, from the writer of Legally Blonde and 10 Things I Hate About You.
I think you want the Jungle Fantasy Survivors wraparound cover, Bill.
Wait, let me see. Is that the one with the naked vagina?
It's the one without.
Wait, which one? The wraparound cover? Oh, it's the
Yeah.
tentacle porn.
Holy mackerel. You see
Whoa,
the
what's that girl doing? I know. At first, I saw an ass, and then wait, there's a head like right next to the ass. Oh,
Holy mackerel. Well,
she's a.
they're in, it looks like they're in a T-Rex's mouth and they're playing with the tongue.
He
Holy
is
shit.
spread wide. She has her legs up behind her head.
Only for $5.99, that cover can be yours, Bill. I'm tempted to get
Add the
it.
carts.
That's pretty controversial. I'm gonna get that.
Add the carts. That's the cover too, like when it's folded in half.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Cannot condone these covers. Oh, it's by Rollo Caceres too. He's awesome. I love. That's why I'm getting it, just because I'm a fan of Rollo Caceres. He does is he the one doing Code Prude? He's doing one of those, isn't he? I
Which one?
don't know, one of the ones in Purgatorio.
Oh, Cinema Purgatorio, Avatar. He probably is. I just didn't pay attention. Die Kitty dies on the second story, and they have a new Captain Canuck. Ooh, Phantom Maw. I am gonna try that. Comics Tribe is finally publishing Red 10 again, number 9.
Do you see Phantoma's Ray Fox?
Yeah, I don't like his stuff usually, but unless he's doing mainstream.
Yeah, well,
But
I'm guessing this is more
this is
mainstream.
mainstream in their universe, so
Yeah, so it can't be too obscure.
I'm getting this Atari thing for sure. Sword Quest.
It's only 25 cents.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was on my list. Did I miss that somehow?
Red Rising, Son of Ares.
I don't
I'm
see
gonna
it.
try that too.
So Sword Quest is an Atari comic?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll do an Atari Force collection, I hope. But I'm not gonna hold my breath. I'm getting Hero Killers for sure. And the Sovereigns.
Hitting myself. I gotta move this thing. Previews keeps hitting my mute button. I was gonna say, for you DCBS customers, you can get Sword Quest number 0 for 16 cents.
There you go.
Really, no reason not to get it.
Well, Fantagraphics, you getting anything from there? I'm gonna get the All-Time Comics Atlas one, number one.
Hey, what do you? Hang on, I'm confused.
358.
Oh, hang on a second. Where's Pierce Brown? What page is that on?
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to find.
James Bond? Oh, Pierce Brown is the writer of Red Sons of Ares, Red Rising Sons of Ares.
That's it. What page is that on?
334.
Too far. That's the one that has Eli Powell art.
You like him?
He's the
Oh shit!
Yakuza.
Well, I was gonna buy this anyway, so I'm 90% in on Dynamite. I mean, there's a few odds and ends I don't get, but
Yeah, this one I was on the fence, and then I saw him. I'm like, oh shit.
like I'm not getting Animal Jam.
Yeah, I figured you weren't get they're doing a lot of video game type stuff, it looks like. Yeah, whatever Animal Jam is based off of. 65 million fans worldwide.
I am gonna get the Red Sonja cover D, the photo one. Wow. Holy moly.
Cosplay cover.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay,
Actually like that Ben Caldwell cover.
yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm not crazy about cover A, which is I usually get cover A automatically. I kind of like cover D and cover E. I like Red Sonja, so. Ooh, that va Oh my goodness. The Vampirella cover D looks awesome. Oh my god. That's got like
Oh,
a
it's like
pulp
a yeah,
magazine type feel to
it's
it.
totally a yeah, pulp magazine.
I'm putting my order in for that for sure. Shit.
Long as it's not like a $30 cover.
It's usually the cover Ds are not. It'll usually say RI next to it, like retailer incentive or something like that. I hope not.
I know, I hate it when they have the stupid retailer incentive covers.
So Fantagraphics, you getting anything from them?
One more year. I'll get one more year by Simon Hanselman, who does. So this is the next volume in the Megan Mogg series of perverse drug comics with the owl and the witch. And the wolf. It's fantastic. It's just about them doing drinking a lot and doing a lot of drugs and getting into trouble, doing a lot of disgusting things. It's filthy.
It's filthy.
It's filthy.
Is it adult?
Yes. Very much so.
Hmm.
Very much so.
From 451 Media, I'm getting Stained.
Yeah, I'll probably get that. It's like a sci-fi of some sort.
Now we're hitting an area where I don't normally get stuff.
Yeah, on 376 is the other Harvey book, which has Casper, Richie Rich, Wendy the Good Little Witch.
That is
Etc.
weird. It's the same characters.
Yeah, so I don't know, are they public domain or something now?
Who the hell is the publisher? Joe Books?
Yeah, Joe Books. So they do all the Disney stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. I'm like, wait a second. How's there two new Harvey books coming out?
Must be that.
It's gotta be public domain, or because I don't know why Harvey would give two publishers the rights to it simultaneously.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna try these Lion Forge stuff, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I have to look into those. So, Aberrato and Catalyst Prime.
I wonder if this is the same Roger Robinson that drew Batman Gotham.
Yeah, it is. It says Batman
Oh,
Gotham
yeah.
Knights.
Okay,
Secret
I'm in.
Avengers.
I'm a huge fan of Batman Gotham Knights. I'm in just for the artist. You have me there. I'm in. Oni's Resoliciting the Damned. That already came out, but it's only a buck. I have the original.
Oh, is it a resolicit?
Yeah. It's just reprinting it. I'll look in my database on what year that came out.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a resolicit or if they were starting up a new series. This is a new ongoing series.
No, The Dam came out in 2006 from Oni. So either this is a continuation, like a volume two, or it's the same book. The creative
because they do
team,
have on this.
The creative team on this Damned is Cullen Bunn and Brian Hurt on art.
But if you look on the following page, they have offered again The Damned Volume One. So why would they resolicit it and have a collection of it?
No, it's offered again, right?
Right.
So,
but if they have,
they already have a trade for this damn thing. So they're just saying, hey, if you want to try it, you could try it for a buck, instead of investing in the whole trade.
But then it says a new ongoing series. I don't know what they're doing. This is unclear, Oni. You need to make this more clear.
And you know what? Creators don't like to tell you this shit. Because, like, they want you to rebuy it again.
Yeah, they don't have to tell you that
yeah,
you already own it.
Just a little secret, because what the hell just came out from... Oh, Loose Ends. Okay, Loose Ends just came out from Image Comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I pinged the creator over and over again. I said, you know, I bought this from 5 Gauge, or, you know, I think it was 5 Gauge Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have all these except for the last issue. Is this the same? Never got an answer. Because I don't think they want to tell you that it's the same shit.
Because then they'll be like, yeah, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. So, and they're making a dollar, so they're like, eh? You know, take your chances. Spend the dollar and you'll see
yeah.
if you're ready or not.
I mean, it can't hurt, especially if it's DCBS and it's 50. I think it's the same thing.
It's so weird though that they're why are they reprinting number one and at the same time they're offering the trade again? That makes no sense.
You might be right. This might be an ongoing. The other one was 6 issues. Does it say ongoing?
Just at the top, it says, a new ongoing series from the team behind the 6th Gun. But why wouldn't you call it something different?
I don't know.
Or put in it, a new series or something.
I think they're fooling us.
They might be reprinting the early ones and then are going to continue it from there. But they're just starting it with a number one to get people back on board. Oh, it's confusing.
I think it's shady shenanigans. That's
I think it might be shenanigans.
Ask Cullen Bunn. Say, hey, I bought The Damned from 2006. Is this the same thing? And see if he answers or if he does the same thing Latour did and not answer. If they don't answer, that means
yeah, you got your answer.
You got your answer. Because they don't want to see the tweet. So other people could say this isn't the first printing because you got all the speculator fuckers out there, right?
Yeah, they can't publicly say it's the same thing because then everyone will know.
Yeah, and on Twitter it's public.
And they didn't put it in the solicit for a reason. So you would...
Let's jump to Titan Comics, unless you're getting something in there. They have a lot of video game shit coming out.
Yeah, there's tons.
The Little Nightmares looked interesting to me until I saw it was a video game, and then I kind of... not sure.
There's a book on page 396 that I'm curious about. It's called Do It. It's a look into the mind of a school shooter from an artist who once planned an attack herself.
That's pretty dark.
I know, it's totally dark. Could be really good. She drew maps of her school, but before she acted on her violent ambitions, she found an exit from the cycle of pain and delusion that consumed her.
That is fucked up. I don't know if I can read that out of, I don't know.
And now it's fascinating. One Piece books.
She would kill her classmates to free herself from their bullying. She wrote a manifesto. She drew maps of the school. Holy shit. Arrest her after she puts this out. I think I'm going to try this Ivan Levingstone's Freeway Fighter just because it looks fucking cool. The page art looks awesome on it. This is a series of game books, but...
What page is that on?
On 420. It looks like a Mad Max type thing. It looks interesting.
Oh, yeah, it does look very Mad Max-esque.
Look at the art, though. The vehicle art and stuff. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to get this one.
Even when he draws the woman there, it looks great. It looks fucking awesome. Like, she's got her pierced nose, and I don't know, it looks cool.
Yeah. There's some... What's this based on?
It's based on a... Game books.
What the hell's a game book?
I don't know. Maybe it's like
a book based
role
on
role-playing game. I don't know.
Could be. Game books in which you, the reader, are the hero. Originally created by Steve Jackson. Yeah, so it must be role-playing. All right. I'm going to dip my toe into this D&D stuff.
I just know that the art looks awesome. The art looks awesome.
It does. Look at that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
John Bergen needs to bring out another volume of that one book. Whatever it was called. I'm going to get this.
Valiant's only down to 6 books. They're trimming the fat, that's for sure.
What's this one called? Freeway.
What page?
Oh, I'm just talking about that Mad Max book.
Oh.
I'm adding it to my list.
Oh, did you already put your order in?
No, I got my spreadsheet. I'm adding it to my spreadsheet.
Do you order via spreadsheet then?
I don't. I order via the website. Oh,
okay. Because you can order via spreadsheet.
I know. I probably could.
That might actually work better for you because you're going from one spreadsheet to an order form.
I know. I got to transfer it from the spreadsheet.
Suck it right in.
I should just suck it.
You suck it.
I always forget that's an option.
You think we could title it that? Bill should just suck it? This episode?
Bill considers sucking it.
Bill should just suck it.
We might get an explicit tag.
We already are explicit.
I know.
They might not like the title, but...
Yeah, they might get banned from iTunes.
I'm getting the Muppets Select Action Figure Series 4 for Barb.
Now, I remember I asked this before, but I don't remember the answer. Are those new figures or, like...
These are new figures. Using
the old molds.
These are like deluxe figures, man. They're expensive, and they come with like extra accessories. I mean, look at the chef. He's got a whole table full of shit. And the band members have the accessories, and what's his name comes with the podium, and Sam the Eagle. Yeah, these are really nice. They're huge. They take up a lot of space.
Oh, I do have a couple questions for you.
Yeah.
Have you read any more of Hookjaw?
No.
Damn it!
Have you?
Is that No, I don't have any, but the trade is solicited. So I was curious.
No, but I'll
I
go
remember
read. I'll
I
go.
liked it except for all the swearing.
I'll go read it. I'll go read it today, and I'll tell you.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah.
And
Because
then the other one was.
I know you liked it, but the swearing you weren't too hooked on. Atoll was the other one.
That never brought. Is that the one that never brought out any more issues?
Atoll number 2 came out.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Finally.
The other one was Death Force. I remember you talked about number two and you weren't too impressed by it.
Death Force, I read through 3. I haven't finished it yet, but number 1 was awesome. And
I
then
remember that.
it kind of got more away from it became more supernatural and I didn't start caring for it.
Okay.
It's kind of like Ghost Rider, but I don't know, not as grounded.
So they went to fantasy or
Yeah.
to magic.
I didn't finish it yet, though. I only read 2 and 3. Did you buy, just out of curiosity, did you buy Cinderella Serial Killer Princess?
I'll have to look it up.
I want to read that one, so I was wondering if you read it.
Did it come out already?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. Sounds like something I would get. Is that
Ooh,
Xenoscope?
I didn't even notice this. There's a hardcover of The Spectacular Sisterhood of Superwomen hardcover. The awesome female characters from comic book history. I do like the history books.
I don't think I got Cinderella.
25 bucks. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get that. I think that takes us through previews for the most part.
Man, the chef does come with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Man.
Like the two old men,
Yeah.
they came out with their set comes with the whole you know how they're in one of those little things on the side with the
Yeah,
that
the
they
little
sit in? Yeah,
booth thing.
they came in that thing and the
Oh,
whole thing.
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Where do you have
Those
those in the oven too,
I'm
or?
not too crazy. I bought her the Mini Mates. I'm not too crazy about those. And the Mini Mates, when you buy them, you have to buy them in bulk. You can't buy them individually. So we have like dupes.
Or you gotta get off a case.
I need to sell them, yeah. But the other ones there, I think I have to get a case of those too, so I have dupes.
You can go into business.
Yeah, Barb says, hey, you gotta sell these. And I'm like, yeah. All right.
Previews.
Yes, and we only have one more book to cover. Well, two more books. So we both read Savage Things,
Yes.
and we both read Extremity.
Extremity.
Oh, and I do want to say that I did enjoy Frostbite a lot. I don't know if you're going to buy the trade or not, but I'd recommend it.
I think I or did order the trade.
Yeah, Frostbite was really good. I just finished 6 this week. So I read 1 through 6. It's good stuff. So let's talk Extremity. This is by Daniel Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer.
Yes.
And it's also a Skybound, so it comes from Robert Kirkman's publishing arm.
Yeah, and Daniel Warren Johnson did the art and story.
Okay.
And Spicer did the was a colorist.
So based on that, I'm gonna say you love it because if a guy does the art and the story,
That story, I love it.
you're like done. You're like, okay, that's a to buy.
Well, I did love it, as it turns out.
I liked it. I thought the story was pretty straightforward, but it had a lot of depth
Yeah, this is one I really got pulled into this story, like into the world. I thought he did a really good job of portraying, like you said, there's depth
Yeah.
in the telling of the story. So it starts out there's it almost seems like it's a medieval town, but then they get attacked by these spaceships.
Yeah. It's almost
And
like Camelot 3000.
yeah. But I think they have technology. I think it just, I don't know why it seems like a medieval type. Because they have like castle looking things, but they also have like technology in the castle, so it's
Well, they
weird.
also use like shovels and shit to fight and swords
Yes, they
and
do use swords.
knight armor.
That is true. So it's a strange mashup of things. And our main character is this young woman who's an artist, and that's her like passion is drawing and art. She loves it. And then this dude comes in and he chops off her hand, her drawing hand, which like kills her inside because she can no longer draw. So then the rest of the book, well, then it kind of jumps to, what, does it jump to a few years later? I believe it does.
Yeah.
When they're finally planning their revenge attack on the horde that attacked them in the first place. And the rest of it is kind of their seeking of revenge on this group. And the father has this awesome like faceplate that he wears, which looks like the Mad Max dude. Which
Except they're
is
based on teeth of people he
Yeah,
kills.
he kills when he kills people, he takes one of their tooth and adds them to
And
his
like it glues it
face
on.
mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. I thought it was a great telling of a revenge story.
Well, you have the girl, like she her whole life was based around art. They killed the mother, they took her hand. The brother seems like he's a coward, like he can't make a decision for himself. The father wants revenge for sure. The daughter actually does a lot too. Like she's the reason they were able to prep the attack on the ship. And that guy's a dick. I mean, he was like a pretentious violin dude that attacked and killed all these people, and then when he's gonna get justice, like he took her fucking hand, and then he's trying to talk her out of it. Fuck that. You know, you took one thing that she loved to do, and now she took your arms because you love to play the violin. So that's fucking justice.
Eye for an eye. And didn't the
Yeah.
guy like doesn't he like play the violin like while he's like killing people?
Yeah.
Like on the battlefield or something?
Yeah, he's a jackass. He's like one of those dudes that is rich as hell and he can do what he wants. And people like love to play, like they're saying, like, please play the violin for me so I could jack off. You know, they're
Like,
like,
yeah. He's like, this is not the right atmosphere for my
yeah.
music. I usually play in more dramatic settings. It helps the mood. It's hard playing something worthy for a simple dinner party. No excitement, no fervor.
I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 5 out of 5. The other thing I liked about it is the violence was very explicit.
Yeah.
And
It's
very.
weird though, 'cause you have when they're attacking, you have these dudes like fighting with knives and maces and shovels, and the other guys they have shotguns. But they're on a floating fucking
Yeah.
ship.
A ship that looks like it's put together by hand.
Yeah.
But I like there's that one scene where they're attacking and like you can tell like which guy killed which person. You know, like one guy
Yeah.
threw a spear and it's through the guy's head and
Well, I like the shovel one. It's he like.
he chops the
Do you know how strong that he would have to be to do that?
He's a big dude.
He chopped the guy in half with a shovel,
Which
not a like not like a awesome blade, like a blade that will cut through anything, but a shovel.
I'm sure it was a sharpened shovel.
Oh God! Cut him in half. Yeah, that one dude throwing the spear right through that guy's eye, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
The mace on that guy's face.
Yeah, the mace is
Boom.
going through him. Boom. And that bird is attacking the one guy.
Yeah. I liked it. It was good.
Oh, and then there's a guy who feeds. He feeds his bird. He's missing an eye, and he puts bird food in his eye hole for the bird.
That I didn't understand, though. Why did he do that?
Don't know. That's where he just keeps the bird food, I guess.
I didn't get that at all. I'm like, that's weird.
Totally weird.
I'm gonna take my patch off so you can poke my eye some more.
You'd eat out of my eye hole.
So the next book is by Justin Jordan and art is by Mustafa. And
Yes.
I like this one. It's interesting.
Was a very interesting concept. Yeah, I liked it as well.
I like the concept better than I like the execution.
I had a couple
Slightly.
issues with the execution, but I liked it overall.
Yeah, I liked it overall.
So this is a is it go the is it government? I couldn't tell. I couldn't remember if it, I don't know if it's
Yeah,
government or not government.
it looks like a government agency of some sort. They
But like
actually,
a secret government agency.
yeah, they go recruit kids.
Psychopath kids.
But they profile them before they do anything.
Right, they have like three things they look at, and if
Yeah.
the kid, any kid who matches those three things, like hurting animals
Starting fires
and wetting the bed.
and they have like a lot of emotion, like they have emotion issues too, like they're
Oh yeah, they
emotionless.
lack emotion, lack
La
empathy.
they lack empathy.
Basically, they're taking kids who potentially will grow up to be serial killers and say, well, let's take them when they're young and train them to be killers for the government.
Yeah.
And then the story jumps to the future where it looks like some of the kids who are now adults are turning on their masters.
Yep.
And the one problem I had was the two guys when we were in charge. There's like one guy who's like a little older, who I think recruits the kids and then one and runs the place, and then there's a other guy who's like the teacher. They look too much alike.
Yeah, it was
I couldn't tell them
confusing.
apart.
The future
They
part was confusing for me because I didn't understand how he even got away. Like, isn't he like, didn't the one guy that opens up the story, they kill his family? Like they said, "Well, you had good parents, but we had to kill him anyway because you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
You're going to be a serial killer." And then he's like raised, and it seems like
Well, and
he's
he's
like
like, "How do you feel about that?" And the kid's like, "I don't know."
And then he in the future he's it seems like he's the organization is trying to get him back. Is that what it was?
Yeah, they're trying to bring him in so he can find the other kids, I think, who have turned.
Yeah,
But
but
yeah, I'm not sure.
where did they say that he escaped? That's what
I'm
I
not sure
don't
if
get.
he's.
It
I'm
like
not
cut
sure
to the
if
future at the midpoint.
I'm not sure if he escaped per se, or if the agents. Oh, excuse me, I'm choking.
Suck it, Bill. Suck it.
Need to suck on it.
Suck
Okay,
on
there
it.
I'm not sure if he escaped or because I think the agents just are in the world, living, and then get assignments. But I don't know why they couldn't just contact him. I don't know why they had to go hunt him down to get to recruit him. I'm not sure about that part.
Yeah.
So I don't know all what's going on there, yeah.
So that's gets a thumbs up from you. I gave that a 4 out of 5 too.
Yeah, I think I gave that a 4 out of 5.
I think my favorite of the bunch was the comic called Bill Should Suck It. No, it was the Animosity, even though I had issues with it.
I liked Extremity the most.
And then I would go with Royal City, Extremity, Savage Things, and then Agents of Pact. In that order, for me.
My order would be Extremity, Royal. Oh man, it's tough.
Yeah.
probably Royal City, Agents of Pact, Animosity, Savage Things.
Yeah, so we're on different boats here.
I think the only
one that we align on is Royal City. That's both of our number two.
Number two.
I think the more I think about Royal City, the more I like it. It's weird. It's very thought-provoking book.
Yeah, I'll be interested in seeing. They leave you at a weird place where you don't really know what's going on, so that's kind of. Which, I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
But it's hard to commit because you're on the edge, kind of.
Sure.
Of knowing what direction they're going to go.
All right, so that leads us out of our comic section, and then we're into TVs and movies. So what is Bill Bulmer watching these days?
I watched a rom-com that I want to talk about.
A rom-com?
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this review to Daryl Taylor of the Taylor Network.
You're going to dedicate this whole section to Daryl Taylor?
Yes, the review of this movie.
Okay.
Because it's a rom-com, and I know Daryl loves romantic comedies. He's told me that on numerous occasions. That's his favorite genre. So this is one, I watched it on the Netflix distribution network, and it's called Man Up, starring Simon Pegg and, I don't remember what the woman, Lake Bell is the woman. So this is a British movie, and the premise is Simon Bell, that's not his name. Simon Pegg. Is that his name? Now I'm all confused.
Simon Pegg is the guy in Star Trek that plays Chekhov.
Yes, that's the guy.
Or not Chekhov.
No, not Chekhov.
Scotty.
Yeah, and he's been in a...
And he's been in that zombie movie and the police one, like comedies.
Yeah, he's a comedy guy. And this is a romantic comedy. So he plays a guy who... is a divorced guy. No, wait. He's hesitating. He's been separated from his wife for a few years and hasn't signed the divorce papers yet because he's kind of doesn't really want the marriage to end. And he is meeting a woman for a blind date. Now, the woman, while taking the train to the train station where she was going to meet him, meets another woman. And she's reading this, like, self-help book. And she's like, have you read this book? It's fantastic. It changed my life. And she actually gives the book to the other woman. And so, the book was going to be the signal for the two of them to meet for the blind date in the train station. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, while the woman who gave away her book is going to the bookstore to buy a new book, so she has the book to find the guy, the new girl ends up running into Simon Pegg, and Simon Pegg thinks she's the girl that he was going to go on the date with, and she goes along with it because I don't remember why she did. At first, she accidentally went along with it, but she ends up just kind of going along with it. So they end up going out and on their date when they weren't supposed to, and then at some point, he finds out that she wasn't the right person. And he was supposed to go out with this other girl, so it was good though. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. So I recommend it.
Dedicated if you're into Daryl Taylor. There it
Taylor
is.
Taylor will yeah, Daryl, at least check out the trailer. I think you'll
I've known him a long time. Heart. I didn't know he was fond of these romantic comedies.
Romantic comedies. I don't know if he likes it publicly known, but
I know he was very fond of Muppets. But I didn't know he was fond of romantic comedies.
Yeah. Well, I think he liked especially the new Muppet movie because of the heart, you know, it really tore at his heartstrings.
Well, I think he liked the fact that they had like a dual Kermit in the last Muppet movie. Like,
the evil Kermit.
One was evil and one was good. He really liked the evil one.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah.
But I think he's scared for poor little Kermit. I think he has a fondness for the little guy.
Daryl cried when we saw Muppet Treasure Island together. And he was in tears because he loved it so much. Because he loves Treasure Island, and then he loves the Muppets so much.
It combined two of his favorite things.
Combined two of his favorites.
Yeah.
And I said, "Why are you crying?" He said, just makes me so happy."
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah. I don't know
I'm starting to tear up myself.
I don't know if Daryl wanted me to say that, but I just thought it was appropriate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes in these moving discussions, you reveal things.
Yeah. He's got a lot of heart.
It's okay.
It's okay
to be real.
Yeah. He says, you put two things that he loves together like that, and he was just in tears.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I haven't brought you to tears.
Just the story and hearing how much he just loves the Muppets.
He does. And now he's going to be excited to check out Man Up.
Yep, so now he can man up.
Because he always wants to man up.
It's important to man up.
Yeah.
Show your emotions.
Alrighty. Well, the only thing that let's see, what did I watch? I only watched one movie, Logan.
Oh, you saw Logan. I have not seen it yet.
And I don't want to spoil it because you haven't seen it. And you can listen to DC Weekly Reads if you want to hear me spoil it. But I will say it's a depressing movie because it deals with real shit, like people getting older and stuff.
Right.
And it's very, very, very sad.
I'm not sure if I'm going to see that in the theater or not.
It's very violent. You don't want to take your kid to this movie. It's rated R. It's rated R for a reason.
Yes. I do not take my kids to R-rated movies.
Yeah. That's because you're a good boy.
Like some parents do. I do kind of want to... I think I should see the Kong movie in the theater. That seems like a movie I should see in the theater.
Kong looks interesting, and so does Get Out. I want to see that.
Yeah, I will see that. I don't know if I'll see that in the theater. I'll definitely see that, though.
Yeah, Harley's finally starting to come back in. And so Logan, highly recommended. I think Hugh Jackman was a great Wolverine. Like, I there's people that don't like him as Wolverine, but I don't give a fuck. I think he was great. When they first cast Wolverine, I always wanted Mel Gibson because of, like, Lethal Weapon. I thought he could go crazy, you know, and go in berserker mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got him.
He could kill the Jews.
Yeah, he could. He could.
I hear that's how he inspires himself.
Man, how did you get so much grass on you?
He's killing all those rabbits.
Yeah. She doesn't care.
Bob does not care.
Harley's rolling in the grass. Barb's catching gophers with her mouth. I don't know what to say.
Does Barb at least clean off the grass before she comes in?
Yeah, she does.
That's good.
TV-wise, I'm all caught up on Riverdale. I'm all caught up on Walking Dead. Which are really good. I really enjoy the hell out of them. And now I'm making my way through Arrow. And I'm almost at that Invasion crossover. So then after I finish Arrow, I'm going to go to Legends of the Fall. Legends of the DC Universe. And then I'm going to watch that up till Invasion. And then I'm going to watch them however I feel. But right now, if I had to rack and stack, I haven't watched Legends yet, but I would say Arrow is by far my favorite. This season is
really
season is my favorite.
I did see you post that Human Target was on.
Oh,
was on
my
Arrow?
God, the Human Target was fucking badass.
I didn't even know. I have to find that episode now. I didn't know he was on there.
He was in two... two episodes and
Son
you
of a
just
bitch.
came in. This season's like throwing all kinds of shit. Like it's got Wild Dog. They have Artemis, but it's not Amazon Artemis.
I gotta watch. I think I'll
Mr.
watch this season.
Terrific. Mr. Terrific's kind of just
I
smart,
think he was
but
on
he
before, wasn't he?
gets his ass kicked. Yeah, he was on before. They have Vigilante. Yeah, just really good. I mean, this season's amazing. My favorite is Wild Dog, though. Like, he's the
Yeah,
character.
that would be good.
He's the character that he's stupid. Like, he makes bad decisions, but you love him. I mean, you love him for it. It's weird. He makes the decision. Like, he's just too. He's too gung ho. But he's got the good heart. Do you know what I mean? So you like root for him, even though he does stupid shit. So yeah, and the other thing that's awesome about Wild Dog is he looks like Wild Dog. Like they have it down packed. You know, he's got the mask and then he's got that hockey jersey and so yeah,
Yeah, he's
it's
a pretty
awesome.
easy one to do, so.
The army pants, yeah, the camouflage pants. He's a
It's good that they did it as the comic, like the same design as the comic, and didn't have to. But I mean, he was a character who kind of put together his uniform from his closet, so
Yeah.
it works
So,
in the real world.
yeah, it Arrow is like the perfect show for me to exercise to because like I don't even think about it. Like I don't like to exercise, but if I don't think about it, it's fantastic. And it's like, hey, my last favorite show is The Flash. He's just so dumb.
Yeah, I had to give up on that show because it was too frustrating.
I mean, I'm gonna continue to watch it, but it's my least favorite. Supergirl's pulled ahead of The Flash for me, and I'm pretty sure that Legends is gonna be ahead of The Flash for me. Riverdale's ahead of both of those shows for sure. I love watching Riverdale. Barb made me a Jughead hat.
Nice. I think I saw
Yeah. So that's it for TV. How about food? You haven't eaten anything. You're still eating
No.
eucalyptus leaves.
I do have a couple TV shows just to mention
Okay.
quick. I'm caught up on Blackish, which remains excellent, especially for a they pack a lot of serious things into what is ostensibly just a stupid sitcom.
Yeah.
So it's always impressive how they work that stuff in and handle things. You know, the actors are also awesome on that. And This Is Us, it remains good, so
Does it make you cry?
it often makes me tear up.
See, Bill cries during This Is Us. What's the matter with you, Barb? She's too busy catching gophers with her mouth.
She's thinking about gophers in the back of her mind.
accidentally said that instead of I said you catch gophers instead of Harley. I said you were rubbing in them, and Bill's like, Barb does that? I'm like, yeah.
Was impressed. Barb catches gophers in the backyard. It's
And we
awesome.
decided when enough is enough to in this episode.
62 and a half.
62 and a half is when enough is enough. When I reach 62 and a half, that's enough. I'm putting my foot down. Enough is enough at 62 and a half. I'm holding to it, Barb.
You'd be
Enough is
like,
enough.
zero comics, submit. DCBS will probably call you personally. Mike,
That's when
something
the
wrong?
that's when the that, that's when the evildoers of digital comics win. That's the year that digital will overtake paper.
Lower.
When I reach 62 and a half.
Digital will be gone by then, though.
Oh, then it'll be just broadcast into your brain.
Yeah, there'll be something else. And people will be like, I can't believe I spent all that money on digital comics, and now I can't even read them.
Yeah, you can't even read them. I'll have the paper still.
Yeah, we'll be laughing.
Daryl will be plugged in. He'll have to, and once he finds out how you plug in, you have to plug in through your ass,
Your butthole.
your butthole. In the future, that's what happens. So Daryl will be like, he could see, read all the comics he wants, but he has to shove something up his ass.
Sad.
So if he wants to
But
even watch Muppet Treasure Island, he'll have to shove it up his ass.
shove that Muppet
Shove him up his
up
ass.
Well, in previews they'll be selling like little figurines. And it's not just a figurine, because if you take that figurine
And you shove him up your ass.
and shove it up your ass, then you can watch the movie.
Yeah. Or
Read
you
the
could be
comic.
that character because he plays video games. So, like, if he wants to be a certain character, he could buy that character and shove it up his ass.
It's like Dead Man will take over
Yeah.
your body.
That's right. We'll be fine, though. Our assholes will be unpenetrated. But when I turn 62 and a half, I will be shoving things up my ass.
That's right.
That's
But by
when
then you
enough
won't
is
care.
enough. And then I won't care.
Enough is enough. Give me that fig. Give me that Batman trophy.
And I'll be shoving it up my ass.
Batman.
It's a nice little trophy. I had to take it out of the box and so you're privileged. You're the only person who's seen the kitchen table.
Nice.
You might want to watch it one more time before it self-destructs.
What else? What explodes?
Or next
I know.
time you're gonna put some comics on the table and Melanie says anything, you go, look at this video.
Did you see this video?
Have you seen this? Look at their table. Look at that table.
Good. I'll be using that many times.
Yeah. Well, next time I'll show you what the stove looks like.
I do want to see the stove.
Yeah. I'll show you the oven and the microwave. The microwave will be the next one. I just haven't done the dishwasher because there's liquid involved. I haven't used the sink.
Was that one of your requirements when you were buying the dishwasher? Did you
Yeah.
take you took some comics to the store and said, "Well, let me see how these fit in here."
I
No, not that
try. I
one. Not
try.
that
They
one.
actually fit pretty good. It's a bigger dishwasher. It's got
A
more
bigger unit.
capacity.
Nice.
I
Did you
had a lot
ask
of
him how many?
questions on the jet dry. I'm like, can I put comics in there if I use the jet dry? And they said no. Damn it. Our poor little tree. We bought like some little tree that looks like it's gonna die. Barb's watering it right now.
Your backyard?
Well, it's just a baby tree. We were at like the state fair and they were selling like baby trees, like baby, like just little seedlings. And it doesn't look like it's gonna make it. It might. Who knows?
Yeah, it depends if gets its roots in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can wrap this one up. Do we even need to give our information? Because you did that earlier.
I gave it at the end of
We're talking
the
about
first
the music, like
volume.
great music.
And
So if you want, go ahead.
I was going to apologize to the listeners that failed to provide you with music this week. Next week, I'll be back with my music pick.
Oh,
Fear not!
Daryl wanted to punch someone in the face after he heard that music from the last one.
Yeah, Blackbird Ron. That's very inspirational. You probably wanted to fight the system.
That's right.
That's good. That's intent. Don't be idle, people.
So you
Tear it
can reach
down.
us at DBM00 at Mike Myers Brunch on the Twitters. We are at Geek Brunch Podcast. If you want to support Bill in getting a wireless headset so he can move into the next room and not break his laptop. It's funny that you mentioned that because Ivy broke his laptop doing the same damn thing you did. He cracked the monitor. He
Oh.
replaced it, but he cracked it.
Yeah, you can replace the screen.
Yeah.
I've done it
So,
before myself.
well, there you go. But if you had a wireless headset, you wouldn't have to. If you want to donate to Bill's wireless headset, you can contact him at DBM00 and leave
Yes.
an iTunes review.
Yes.
Next iTunes review we get, we could talk about more media segment. We'll add our media segment back in.
Bring back the media.
Yeah, next iTunes review we get, bring back the media. And we'll even have a special futuristic shove it up your ass segment. And
Was gonna say, I think we covered media, the future of media.
if you leave an iTunes review, I will tell you another movie that Daryl Taylor cries during when he watches it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
We will tell
now
you
you know it's
all
Muppets
the
Treasure
secrets.
Island. He loves that movie.
He does.
Brings a
Starting to tear
tear
up
to his
again.
eye.
I was thinking about it. I'm starting to tear up. Like
All right.
how, when you think about how someone can appreciate something so much that it means so much to them, it's touching. It's beautiful.
And peace out. Have a good Sunday, Bill. What's left of it. All
You too.
right. Bye.
Bye.